Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Probably the reason why bitches be hating.
you coming on all of my shit.
Speaking of things, I be spitting this. Thank you.
old one that we used to do back in the day.
Honey. My cue.
My cue.
why we spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.J. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there. Dallas, Texas. Get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I'm sorry I'm a little late, but I was watching my TV shows, child, and I was running a little late watching the shows, and I wasn't going to stop watching the shows to run and do the air, you know, do the show, because a lot of you guys don't listen anyway, so pay it. Anyway, welcome to the show, and tonight's topic is called hate. But before we get into tonight's topic, I want to make sure everybody is around. y'all so crazy. Why are y'all sitting here waiting for me to read? I'm not reading. Well, who am I reading? Reading who? Who y'all want me to read? I'm not reading, child. You can't read something that was already read, or that is a read itself. There's no everybody, right? Just read everybody. I know. But no. We'll see it. We'll see it come. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Daughter, where are you? You know, I want you here tonight. You give me that Latina spice that I kind of need in my life. So, where are you? Let me text you and get the little Puerto Rican princess on the line so, you know, we can have a full little fun show. Call in, girl. American Horror Story, what did you guys think about that? I think I want to talk about that a little first. I don't know, maybe, I don't know. We'll see what everybody wants to do. We're not going to do what I want. We're going to do what you guys want because the show is for you people. Shamika, our Louisiana diva, where are you? Please call in and press one for me. I do see a number, but I don't recognize it. And, you know, I have to filter. I have to start filtering the lines. Because there's a lot of spies out there. So before I even go any further, I'm just going to go straight to a number I don't recognize. 314-681, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How can I help you?
I want to do something.
Are you just listening?
Yes.
Okay, so do me a favor and just press 1 for me again because you are just listening. This way you're not sitting in the queue with all the hosts. So just take your phone and press 1 more for me. Come on, 314-681. Press 1. Thank you, caller. Now, if you want to talk to us, press 1 again when we get into tonight's topic. And the next number I have that I don't recognize is 917-270. You're on the air.
What do you mean, mother? You do not recognize my number?
Oh, you know, see, I'm sorry. Here we go. I don't know numbers by heart. See, now I'm going to get used to it. Hello, Diva. How are you?
Hey, mother. I'm good, Seven.
All right. We're going to start bringing everybody else on the line.
How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm energized right now. I'm feeling really good about tonight's topic. I'm ready.
That's good. Well, thank you. And let's get to everybody else. Calvin, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, everybody else.
Hey, Calvin.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Say hi to Melissa, Calvin.
Hi, Melissa. I love your accent, hey. Baby.
Thank you.
Jason, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hola, mamacita. Hey, Calvin.
Hey.
Hey, ho.
You fat queen. Don't try me this early.
J-Rock, you're on the air.
Oh, Lord.
J-Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching Big Free.
He was doing what?
He was watching Big Frida.
I was watching Big Frida on field. The girls were yakka 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 all over the stage, bitch. Get this phone. The hoes were pouching.
God.
Can somebody find Shamika for me and our residential host herself from Tuesday nights? Miss London, you're on the air.
Hello, and it's Wednesdays too. I mean, Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, London. Hello, love. Hello, Calvin. Hello, Shamika, J-Rock, Jason. And the lovely Puerto Rican princess.
Hi, London.
Yay.
We're still waiting for Shamika, so if somebody could find her and see if she's okay or if she's going to be with us tonight.
That whole okay. She was just reporting everything on American Horror Story. Get your ass on the air, girl.
Oh, boy. Miss Tiffany, hello. What are y'all doing in that room, honey? Y'all scandalous in that room. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Hi, Sakina, and everyone in the chat room. And hello, everyone in the No Girls Allowed room.
Ooh.
Well, no New Girls
Ooh.
Allowed.
No.
What room is that? Am I in that room?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. What?
Oh, did I spill the tea? All right. Let's get this show on the road, honey.
Yeah.
Before I go any further, really quickly, I do want to ask a quick question. Calvin, did you see American Horror Story, yes or no?
Yes, God.
Jason?
I didn't see all of it, so you can talk about it. It's not going to bother me.
Lord.
J-Rock?
How about everything?
In London?
It is. You couldn't miss it.
I'm sure did.
And Melissa, did you get a chance to see it?
No, because I had company. I'm actually walking them out the door now as they speak.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to know so we can talk about it a little later or so, or however you guys want to do it. But
I think, Jasmine, I think we need to start talking about it early because you know the mindset of these girls by,
mm-hmm.
by 2 o'clock. It goes
yeah, we need to get
it goes
out.
Well, I mean, why don't I talking about it without Shamika? Because, you know, she'd be giving you the full recap.
Well,
so,
Shamika
lives
with it. So, no, let's go. Shamika lives down there with it.
Right. She get her hair done at Marie Laveau, so.
You know
I would tell when I go, if she got a shop there, I really want to go visit that shop.
So what did y'all think about it anyway? Basically, if you guys want to talk about American Horror Story, we are going to talk about that for a little bit. What did you guys think about the show tonight? At first, it was kind of a little slow for me, but towards the end, it really started getting a little interesting. But what did you guys think?
Well, honestly, I'm a little perturbed that the fat bitch had to be ordering the super-sized food. Then not only that, like, I mean, you finally find a friend out of everybody, and you just, I know that bitch was evil, but you could have reformed the hoe. You could have reformed her.
No, she turned her. She had to turn her.
And then the zombies fucking each other. I'm a little above. Lord.
The zombies fucking each other.
That was it for me. I was done.
Yeah, that turned to and Miss Supreme got her some.
Wow. Add me to the room, Jasmine girl, and don't make what room?
Yeah, Jasmine.
Add me to the room, Jasmine, and don't make me wait, bitch. Flex ashes in your direction. What room are you talking about, Miss Icon Penny?
I knew it had to be Penny.
Shamika, you're on the air.
Okay, hey y'all.
Hey, Shamika.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm fine, baby.
How are you?
I'm great. Can't wait till this weekend. I'm going to do something with my life like Dick said.
Girl.
What we're not bringing yesterday into today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I know we still have a little little thing, but we'll get into all that in a little bit. Shamika, give us a recap on American Horror Story real quick because, you know, I love when you do it.
Okay. Well, bitch, I feel like Kyle needs to go. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I'm just sick of Kyle. But the threesome was fucking over. Yes. So,
yes.
I like the threesome idea. But Madison's talking about she can't feel, but she won't feel some cock up her ass. I don't know how that goes, how pleasurable that was for her. I don't know. And as far as Queenie turning Madame Dolophine, whatever her name is, I feel like she kind of had good intentions because once she found out what she was really doing to the slaves and stuff, I think she really felt bad for them and felt like she wanted to get a piece of revenge for the slaves. I don't think it was really to, you know, get on the side with Marie Laveau, but at the same time, she didn't know who she was fucking with. So I think that was a poor judgment on her part because she fucked with the wrong witch with that one. She should have never got into that whole thing. But she brought up a valid point. If Queenie was to learn voodoo along with her witch skills, she would be a bad bitch. And Marie Laveau told her that.
Yeah.
She would be. Yeah. That would be a nasty concoction. She would be. And Cordelia, her husband, that just like he really loves her. Despite that he was put there to kill all those witches, he really loves Cordelia. I feel like he didn't want to, but he really fell in love with her because, bitch, she been sick, bitch. She had been killing hoes. He crying, talking about I'm coming home and all that shit. He is delusional. And as far as, oh, girl, what's her fucking name? Zoe. Oh, I love that bitch. But I thought he shot her in the face when they shot the gun. And until I saw the glass break, I was like, oh, shit. When it was tussling over, I thought they were gonna one was going to kill the other. So that was a good little ending. And what is Nan? Bitch, she must Nan. Bitch, she must be fucking a neighbor or something because she been gone this whole episode.
Who?
The one with Down syndrome.
Okay. Yeah, where was she this week?
I don't know.
The girl
that bitch was sneaking around. The
bipolar,
the one with Down syndrome, y'all, they can hear everything, you know. Hear people
thoughts.
Mm-hmm. But madame, she was wrong for killing that fucking baby. Even though her husband was fucking that house slave or whatever, she was wrong for killing the fucking baby. She turned it, for real.
But you have to admit, if that was a shoe on the other foot, if Madame, whoever her name was actually Angela Bassett, we would have been like, damn, that's fierce, bitch, because what she did, that was fierce.
No, that's still fucked up, whether she was a black person or a white person. I still feel like Marie Laveau isn't getting nothing out of it if she's turning around doing the same thing that Madame Delphine is doing. That makes no sense to me.
Well, maybe I'm just evil,
supposedly
but...
a good witch. And it was something else I wanted to say. I'm scared for the next episode. I don't know about y'all, but it's just too much shit happening. I think the person that shot at the resurrection lady, Misty, is the same person that threw the acid in Cordelia's face.
Yeah, she looked at kind of, I kind of agree with you. And that's going to be kind of interesting. It looks like they finally bring Misty into the, you know, into the
Yeah, because I think she's gonna need them as a place of safety because her little swamp life's not working out for her, and they have to her ass.
Well, I think it's gonna be a fierce fight overall because the daughter has actually done switch sides pretty much.
Yeah,
and,
but I think.
And, go ahead.
What do you mean switch sides? As far as what? As far as
the
against
daughter,
her mom?
She don't see her mother no more.
Yeah, she don't see her mother, but I don't think she would exactly go to Marie Laveau for help, but I think she would look to the witches in the house for help to turn. But did y'all see how on a preview she fell on the floor looking like the motherfucking Cindy doll from what that show was? With the Cynthia doll with Angelica, the Rugrats.
The Rugrats.
Bitch, that bitch had two pieces of hair on her head, bitch. She fell sickly to the floor. Yeah. And I feel the X-Men is going to help her stay alive because he's been helping her all these years.
I really think
Do you think what's his face is dead up there with the tongue? You think she really killed him or you think they'll bring him back to life too?
The way he died with his tongue out.
With his tongue out, why?
Yeah, he died very
tight. And then they gave him that fucking Vicky Gotti list. That shit was funny.
I actually doubt they'll be bringing him back because, I mean, he was important at first. Now he really has no relevance to the show.
Right.
So I think Fiona's probably going to find out and be really angry, and that's when the shit's going to hit the fan because now she's going to know everybody knows the truth, and that's when everything's just going to blow up.
But why
and that's
bring
why,
his
and you
tongue
heard
back?
What she said on the next
why
episode, she said she's going to stay alive
then, you know,
for the fuck of it.
Yeah, why bring his
we
tongue
have a
back
couple of callers. Know. They probably want to touch up on this episode of American Horror Story. I hope that's what you're pressing. 1-4-3-1-4-6-8-1.
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead. Yeah,
hello. Hi.
Yes.
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Lovely.
Yeah. About the stories people are saying. I mean, sometimes it depends on what people perceive. What you know, people just persevere to do. Sometimes it's not the hate. It's not hate. It's not. Sometimes it could be hate. Someone could hate someone.
What?
But you know, hate is.
Well, hold on, caller. We're not talking about that as of yet. God. We're not talking about that as of yet. We're about to get into that. So when we get into that, I'm going to come back to you. God.
But how do y'all feel about her exit? Justin Incredible or Justin Incredible, he said something about, and I said, somebody, I kind of penny accent, and I was like, it's close enough, you know, it's her own rendition of a New Orleans accent, but at the same time, you think about it, back then, they didn't have the accent we have now, they had more of a Creole accent where it was, you know, a lot of them still were using Creole language, because it is a language, my grandparents speak Creole. So,
who accent, though?
Angela Bassett, I guess, and he was like, that's not a New Orleans accent. I think the whole part of her character was to give it a Creole accent, not really a New Orleans accent, because back then those people didn't have New Orleans accents. We've modernized that as the centuries passed on, but they had a Creole, those people were Creole people. So, I mean, and then I feel like nobody from New Orleans could tell me what a New Orleans accent sound like. Like, nobody's from New Orleans, that's what I'm saying.
You know what, though? What they got to understand is, I'm from the outside looking in, because when I moved down there to New Orleans, it was hard for me. Well, it was hard for me to understand anybody, and it was hard for anybody to understand me. And I ended up picking up on the accent. But what I did notice was not everybody in New Orleans, like not everybody in the city sound like that.
That's what I'm saying. And a lot of them have traveled different places and have lost their accents and shit like that. And they have, you know, it's just a little twist until you have certain words that you know they're from New Orleans. Like, because I don't feel like I have the heaviest accent. Like, they have girls from New Orleans that were like, yeah, bitch, what I'm saying, oh, yeah. Like, you know, talk like that. And I don't talk like that.
I don't know. I guess you could say, and don't take this disrespectful, but I guess it's like the ghetto side of Louisiana.
That's
like,
what I was just about to say. The project girls talk different.
Yeah, it sounds like that. They talk, they be like, yeah, bitch, because Trace, they even come in like that. Like, I can't explain, but that's how they talk, and that's not how I talk, and I would never
especially when they be going like, yay, thank y'all,
yay.
And all that. And you be like,
thank you, and I thank
you,
and I welcome you back.
Yeah, but
okay,
I do have a question.
Yeah. We're getting off a topic. Hold on.
Right.
Let me get to some of these callers, and then we're gonna have to pause this topic to get into the topic because that's what they're waiting for. So we'll save all that stuff for the that last hour. But 832-491, you're on the air.
Girl, y'all started the recap without me.
Yeah, where were you? We wanted to get it out the way, girl, because, you know, it'd be fresh in people's heads as soon as it ends. But give your recap, Prada. What's up? What you felt?
Girl, it's going down the thing. The bitch got powers. The bitch put the motherfucker tongue back in his mouth, got him to confess the truth. Bitch killing people. Girl, she having three. Yeah, girl, what is the show coming to?
Yeah, she was kind of scandalous.
My question about it is, okay, that man who was the ghost, okay, he's been dead for all these years. He hasn't even been back virtually for 24 hours. How do he have a house and everything else?
No, he killed the man. That was the man's house. Remember, he was in the tub. Chopped
up. Okay, now it makes sense. Okay, never mind.
And then when she asked, who is that guy? And that was the guy in the picture. He played like that was one of his friends or some shit like that, one of his musicians.
But ain't that nasty? He said, at first I looked at you like the daughter I never had, and now you're fucking her.
Yes. I know.
Then he said, as she matured, he became, like, you know, sexually into watching her undress all these years. Oh, my God.
That was a lot.
But did y'all think when she was about to shave her head that when she lowered the trimmers or whatever, I thought she was about to shave her cat for some reason. I don't know, but she had it down there too long. I didn't know what the fuck she was about to do.
I thought he was watching her.
Mm-mm. All right, let me go to one more caller, and then we're going to get out of this topic, and we'll come back to it. 601-651, you're on the air.
What's good, Cass, and everybody? What's going on? That's incredible, Shamika. I just don't think that's on New Orleans accent. I'm from Mississippi, and where I'm from, I'm like an hour from New Orleans. So that is my stomping ground. So, no, for me, that didn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? So
she would never sound like us, but I feel like
she would never give it. That's my whole thing. Like, it was almost there, just a little bit more. But she would have to carry it to really give it to me, I guess, from my end, from my standpoint.
Yeah,
but my only
saying.
Thing for the show tonight, when Misty got shot at, I think that what's going on is either Marie probably has some other witch hunters after the rest of the witches is trying to take them out or something like that, because for Khadija to get the acid in her eyes and now for Misty to get shot at, I think that's what's probably going on. They, you know, when you they had the part of the episode where her husband was sitting there on the phone with her and had all the guns and stuff in the out of the briefcases, like he was going to go on a killing spree. So that let me know that he's ready to take fire. He about to do some damage. So to me, that's what I was looking at. This episode was really interesting because I just thought it was sick, but then it was kind of interesting about the X-Men looking at Fiona though. From 1919, just chilling in the house with you all that time, and now that I'm released, I can have sex with you. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see that fucking sweater, that Charlotte Russe sweater they put Madame in? They wrong for that shit with the spikes and shit, bitch.
Did you see that,
bitch?
Did you see
telling
that?
Telling her she about to go get a new dude, bitch, and Marie Laveau show up.
But I just, my only thing about Clooney and Marie, I kind of understood her wanting to right or wrong to a certain extent, but my thing is one thing, you was just trying to get cool with this girl in the car with you, y'all just went and got something to eat and everything like that, but at the same token, now you're going to go turn her in, and you know they got to fuck her up.
You think it's based on the story? Can y'all hear me? Because y'all be talking.
Yeah.
Do y'all think Queenie turned her in because she heard the story of what she did to the baby?
No, I think Queenie is doing that because she wants to be accepted and noticed by somebody. If you watch since the beginning till now, just her interaction with the bull and the things that's been going on, she wants somebody to notice her and pay attention to her and love her. And through her, you know, by doing certain actions, she's trying to take actions to make somebody praise her and love her. And I guess she thought by doing that, you know, Marie and them would, you know, they'll be all, you know, kudos to her, give her life, but I think that looked at the previews for next week, when she was actually talking to Madame that was in the cage, she's probably gonna probably have second thoughts about that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, okay, bitch, I set you out, but bitch, they probably not gonna give her life. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be probably a secondary bitch when she go over there.
That's right.
And the thing was, I feel like she is looking for sisterhood because Madame told her she wouldn't fit in basically because she was black. And then, you know, Marie Laveau is black and all her other witches she had was black. But I think that's what made Gary Queenie stand out in the witch house, that she was black. I didn't find it as if
It's the same weakness that Fiona played up on when she told her, she was becoming the next Supreme. Both sides are doing the same thing, just different ways. They'll find one weakness in that person to exploit it.
Okay. All right, so listen, we're gonna come back to this. You know, I know we can get passionate about it, but we're gonna come back to this after we get into the topic. So, Justin, I'm gonna put you back on hold.
Okay.
And we'll come back to you, sweetie. And Prada, you can stay right there if you want to.
Bye.
And everybody else, we're going to get into tonight's topic about hate. Before I go any further, I want to give a special birthday shout-out to my sis, Amaya Revlon. Vaughn, a happy birthday. Everybody wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I also want to say congratulations to myself, because as of right now, today, I am 5 months without smoking.
Congratulations.
Yeah, your mind, Calvin, your mind sometimes. 5 months without a cigarette, without weed, without anything like that. I want to say thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength in order to do this. It's a challenge, but I thank you. I also thank my team, my supporter. You know, we did it together. So thank you as well. And I just want to say, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too. Everybody else.
Oh, my God, why you making me feel like I have a blunt in my mouth right now? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I done told you. TMI, TMI. All right. So let's get into tonight's topic about hate. I don't know how to start this off, because there's a lot of stuff that I want to say, and there's a lot of things that I want to get off my chest. And I want to direct them in the right areas. But I also don't want to make it about my personal feelings towards, you know, different individuals out there. But I also want these individuals to know that I'm aware of you and your hatred towards me. I don't know. I'm just going to ask everybody that's on the line right now to just kind of maybe mute your phone or stay quiet. Otherwise, I'll just mute everybody as I say what I have to say. Let me get this off my chest, and then we can get into tonight's topic. Personally, sometimes I'm very ashamed to be a part of this lifestyle that, you know, we have here, because to me, there is so much jealousy, so much hatred. And we say it's not hate, but fuck all that. It is hate. There's just so much hate, because you wouldn't do the things that you do towards that individual, or other individuals if you didn't have that much hatred in your heart. And why is somebody's heart so dark that they have that much hatred, you know, to just wish so much bad on other people because they're so angry or so jealous, or they're so, you know, they hate themselves for whatever reason or whatever mistakes they made. So now they want to take it out on everybody. I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to say exactly what I feel. I've said it time and time again before, but I'll say it again. It ain't nobody's fault that you're dealing with your health issue. Okay, that's the first thing. If you found, you know, if you became infected for a reason, you know, for whatever reason, that's your mistake. That's what happened to you. You don't have to take that out on everybody. If you were abandoned by your family, that's something that you have to deal with and you have to grow out of. You don't have to take that out on everybody. If you're a cokehead and a drug addict, don't be mad at the world because you have this habit and you can't handle it. That's not our fault that you're going through that. That's your fault. If you're ugly and you were born ugly and you're miserable because every time you look at yourself, you're so fucking ugly, don't be mad at us because you're that fucking ugly. That's not our fault that you look in the mirror and you can't stand who you are or who you became. If you dropped out of school or you didn't finish school, don't be mad at the next person because they're still in school or they're graduating. That's my point. The list can go on and on. You need to stop hating on people, hating the next individual, can't stand their success because you are still stuck where you're stuck at. And you can't do that. And if you continue to do that, you're just miserable. And that's where the problem lies with so many people within our community. But it's no shade. It's not just our community. It's really all over. But we're speaking among our community because within our community, we are tearing down each other as others are tearing us down. Hate crime. How this boy walks away for killing one of our sisters. And he gets away with it because the government or the system wasn't ready. Or however the real story goes, because they weren't ready with the process and all the rest of this stuff. So this man could beat up on one of our sisters, one of our transgender girls, one of our family members, and they can beat and hate on us and cause these hate crimes and take someone's life, and they get away with it. We're sitting here and we have to battle the system. We have to battle being judged by other people. We have to battle so many things out there. Why are we tearing each other down and fighting each other and hating each other? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't understand it. Now, I'm going to speak about myself. For all you people out there that don't know Jasmine Couture, don't know me, that's not my fault that you don't know me. That's your fault. You didn't take the time to know me. You didn't take the time to reach out and get to know me. You automatically judged me based on whatever you saw or whatever you thought or whatever the next stupid person whispered or whatever they said in their little circles or whatever, and you wanted to jump on their bandwagon and make your feelings or, you know, have your own feelings based on that. I want to thank Mark and I want to thank Dick Johnson for everything that took place these past few days. I really want to say thank you, and I'm not saying that out of shade. I'm saying it because what you guys did was allow me to see the bigger picture within all these other people. All these people that want to hide, or all these people that don't want to say, or all these people that want to smile in your face but get on the phones and have all these other things to say, I thank you guys for everything, the way it went down, so I can see exactly what they're saying. And I think y'all all need to be ashamed of yourselves. Does it affect me? It don't affect me at all. It bothers me to a certain extent, but it doesn't affect me. It bothers me. Like, I'll start with that room where the picture was originally posted. And all the individuals that had to make all those comments under that post about me being the devil, about money is the root of evil, all these he's and shit like that, and where did I come from, and who do I think I am, and y'all all sat there and judged me when you didn't even know the facts. But this is what y'all all had to say about me. Aren't you guys some of my grand prize winners? Aren't you guys some of the people that won my categories? But you guys have so much to say. It wasn't a problem when I was handing you $1,000 or $2,000, was it? But now that, you know, you're living a life and you're miserable because of what you are, what has become of you, you have so much to say about me. Well, it's okay. God bless you. That's all I say. For all you people, y'all can contact me. Y'all hear me every Wednesday night. Y'all know that this show has been around for 6 years. It's not hard to reach Jasmine. It's not hard to reach out to me. But y'all want to judge me. Some of y'all have had conversations with me, but you guys want to judge me and hate on me or accuse me or point the finger at me when y'all don't know the truth or the facts. How dare you? What does that say about who you are? It doesn't matter, though, because that's how you are. That's how you feel. And because you feel that way, God bless you. I mean, you're a fucking idiot for being that way, but fuck you. I really don't care. It doesn't even matter. So, again, I thank the two individuals that got it started. Now, we get to this show. So many people at that point hate this show, and they want to feel that this show, Tens or Chops, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, is poison to the ballroom community. This show is destroying the ballroom scene. Really? This show promotes nothing but negativity because that is what the show is based upon. And that is what we allow with you fake profiles in the room because that's all you guys do is promote poison among the community. And because I run the show or whatever, I should be held accountable for all this that happens. What type of society are we trying to turn this community in? And who the fuck made y'all think that y'all was the government or a secret society or a president or whatever? Who the fuck do y'all really think y'all are? And I don't understand that. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say or feel whatever way y'all want to feel. It's just like watching ABC or Fox. If the show is over with or if you turn to that station and it's not something that you want to watch, what do? Change the channel. Turn it off. If you're listening to Hot 97 and they're not playing anything, what do? You switch the station. If you don't like what's happening, don't listen. And if you don't like what's going on in the room, get the fuck out. That's how I feel about it. Is anything going to change? No. Until the day I say I don't want to do this no more, nothing is going to change. Y'all can't stop me. I do this. Y'all can't stop anybody. I don't care if there's five people listening to this show. If I want to talk to five people, I will talk to five people. So will y'all please stop with all the hatred, with all the jealousy, and with all you guys trying to team up and try to tear somebody down. And y'all already know how I feel about status and all the rest of that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. I don't acknowledge that because when Jasmine has to pay Uncle Sam in April, I can't put any of these statuses, I can't even use couture on that filing. So let's not twist this up at all. What I do for everybody, including you that hate on me. Understand that, everybody, if I'm helping one person get through the day and take away the pain, I succeeded. For all you to sit here and attack this show, attack me, and now all of a sudden, because y'all want to think something's going down away, y'all want to jump up on, we're going to get Jasmine, and we're going to get to the root of this. Really? Now me, Jasmine? Hang me? Burn me at the fucking stake. I'm a witch. Is that what y'all feel? Is it really like that? Get the fuck out of here. Seriously? That's why you guys can't take me or can't stand me or whatever. I'll just tell you, it's just this simple. The reason why a lot of you do not like me is because I am not going to bow down to you and kiss your ass. I'm sorry. And I won't do it. And that's why you don't like me and you feel the way you feel about me. Now, what bothers me is the ones that know me better and that still was jumping on that bandwagon when you could have picked up the phone and called me about the situation. I respect Terry Revlon and Stewart for calling me directly when all that went down. I respect them, too, for picking up the phone and not attacking, not judging, not pointing the finger or anything, calling me about the situation. Now, whatever took place after that conversation, I'm not aware of. I only could go based on what I did with them, what I spoke with them, and I respect them as leaders to do that. Everybody else, fuck you. Archive that, fuck you. And for the people that was on the three-way that called my phone when I was talking to Dick Johnson. And, but yet y'all want to say that y'all like me. But I like you, Jasmine. If you liked me and respected me, y'all motherfuckers wouldn't have been on a three-way trying to set somebody up or trying to fish for information. What kind, and y'all call yourselves leaders. See, this is why I didn't want to get passionate about this, but I want to bring it to your attention. You call yourself legends and icons, but y'all sitting on three ways trying to listen and fish like y'all some type of investigators and shit. Like, really? Who does shit like that? We're not 15 and 16 years old to see, oh, did she have him? Oh, did she kiss him? Oh, that's all. They're going to be on three or so we can see if she sucked his dick. Bitch, y'all fucking grown. Y'all older than me. Y'all fucking old. Y'all like 40s and 50s on a fucking three-way call. What kind of bullshit is that? And y'all wonder why. Just as much as this community don't see me, that's exactly why they don't even see y'all old asses. Who the fuck are y'all? Who the fuck are y'all? I'm not going to sit here and attack y'all and read y'all, but I'm just going to say seriously, y'all don't make no damn sense. That's exactly why one of y'all was kicked out the room and the other one... I'm just going to say nothing. And instead of, and what bothers me is y'all sit here and y'all worry too much about the next person. Y'all sit here and worry about the next person for no reason, for no reason at all. And I just ask you to stop doing it. But it won't. You won't. You know why? Because you're old and you're set in your ways. So because you're so miserable, this is what you will do. You will have to worry about the next person because there's nothing left in you to worry about. You have no life. So you have to worry about the next person. But you're worrying about the wrong thing. Go help someone. But maybe some of you guys can't help anyone because you're, I guess, listed as sexual predators. So there's really not much that you guys can do within the community because you're listed as a sexual offender and shit like that. So maybe that's what you have. You have no other choice but to do things like this and stay in everyone else's business. Call your attorney on that. So I'm just going to really leave this alone. I don't want to talk about it no more, okay? I just want to let you guys know that this is a dead issue for me. If you guys want information or cared about information, contact me directly. I'm a grown fucking woman. To some of y'all, I'm a grown fucking man. I don't give a fuck what I'm grown, though, and I have my own. So if you have a problem with me, see me directly. Otherwise... fuck you. If you have a problem, get the fuck out the group, hang up the phone, and don't download this archive. That's how I feel about the situation. And if I see you saying something, I'm going to kick you out of the room. Again, I have no beef. And I also respect the individuals that were involved that I did have a conversation with that did apologize, and we squared things away in whatever manner we squared it away in. It is nobody's business, but that's where we left it. I have no hard feelings towards anybody at all. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. I have no hatred or hard feelings towards anyone, especially within this community, anyone. I wish y'all would stop having the hatred and the hard feelings or whatever you feel towards me, because I didn't fuck with any of y'all. I can't help who I am and what I wanted to do with my life. Just like I quit smoking, you can do it too. Don't be mad at me. Just go out there and do it. And on that note, I'm done talking about it. Now, we can continue with the hate, but not directed towards this topic about what transpired the past few days. We hate some persons because we don't know them, and we will not know them because we hate them. And that's a quote that I found earlier today, and that's the truth. We hate on people because we don't know them, and because we hate them, we'll never get to know them. There's so much hate out there. So much. On that note, I'm going to go down the line and let everyone talk about their rendition of hate or whatever they feel about tonight's topic. I'll start off with you at the top, Calvin. What, you know, what's your, you know, personal feelings about, I know we all, and all of us that's on this line, because I've spoken to everyone individually, we face a lot of different issues. But Calvin, like, what do you feel, and how do you, you know, I know recently you personally went through some stuff, but how do you feel about this whole hate that we face, you know, in life, not just the community, not just the ballroom scene, but in life?
Well, I mean, honestly, like, you know, a lot of people have said to me, I have to grow a tougher skin. But at the end of the day, when I haven't done anything to you, I don't even know you, and for you to attack me, that's childish. Like you said, you want to belong in a place where you know you really shouldn't be or you don't belong, and you'll always be bitter and you'll always be mad. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to sleep happy in my own house, and I'm always loving every negative comment that comes my way. I can't honestly say that. Well, let me take that back. I can't say I love it, but I deal with it. You know, I don't know why people tend to just dog people because of their looks or whatever else, but it got to be something inside of you or the person that's attacking that they don't like, and something inside of the person that they're attacking that they do like. If it wasn't, then why the fuck would you attack them? Are you jealous? Are you mad? Are you just bitter? Are you just hateful? I mean, I just don't get it.
Okay. Jason?
Can you hear me? I need to make sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, because I didn't know if I had taken off mute. I'm going to start with this whole situation. I'm glad that it is finally nipped in the bud. I'm glad that that some of the parties that are involved have chose to take the adult route in the situation and leave it the fuck alone. One of the things I had to learn a long time ago with me, that hate is such a powerful word, and hate takes up so much time in your life that it's actually sad. And I had to learn for me that there were people that I disliked for reasons that were brought to me by other people, and I didn't even know the people. And then when I got to know them for myself, I was like, you know what? You're not even half of what was told to me or what I assumed about you. And I have to apologize for that. And then there are people that you that I befriended, that I love, that I call brother, that I call sister, that I would have done anything for, that backstabbed me, that did whatever they chose to do to end our friendships, and it bothered me. And it bothered me, and it festered, and I wasn't sleeping at night. Don't know how they were doing, but I wasn't sleeping at night. And then I had to have a realization, bitch, you laying in your bed, and you up, and you're angry, and you're worrying about somebody that will probably give two fucks about you, and they living their life. You got to let that go. And once I let it go, I was over it. You don't like me, you don't have to like me. If you see me walking down the street, you walk. When you stay on your side, I'll stay on mine. If you speak, I'm going to be respectful and speak, because even a dog deserves respect. But we don't have to be in each other's presence. But I'm not going to waste my life and my energy and my time being angry, being bitter, and hating you, because it's just too time consuming. And I used to, it's one of the things I used to tell Naima, and I used to tell other people, don't let bitches rent space in your head when they ain't paying you for it.
Okay.
There are people that would, after this I'm going to finish because I can be long with it. There are people that have hit me up since being on this show, and people with whatever, and everybody knows how I feel about statuses and things like that, that have said things and it's gotten back to me, or I heard it, and you don't know me. And I don't have to know you. But don't dislike me because you don't know me. Take the time. Say hello, because I'll say hello to anybody. We might not have to be the best of friends, but I'll say hello to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Jason. J-Rock?
I guess I'll
say everything that's been on your mind. I know a lot has been on your mind for the past couple of days, so just speak.
I'm going to just put it like this. I'm going to just say, you know, my grandmother, I was raised with my grandmother. She told me a lot of stuff. You know, she taught me about life and everything. But one thing that she did not get me prepared for was hatred. She did not get me prepared for that, because I was always taught to love, to give the shirt off my back, to give, and it will always be given back to me tenfold. Do anything I can for someone. I will put my life on the line for someone that I don't even know, i.e. that's why it's no problem for me to join something like the military or be a police officer or something. I'm a public servant. That's just me. I have compassion for a fly. I don't care if you are a crackhead. I don't care if you are a whore. I don't care of what you are. You are a person. You are a soul to me. So I never was prepared for hate. Only to leave my home and go out on my own. And at first, I had a big problem with it. I really had a big problem with knowing that somebody could actually not like me just because they don't like me. I didn't even think that exists. I thought that was stupid. I thought maybe I'd done something, or like, what did I do? Or like, how can you not like me? I didn't do nothing to them, you know. And then I started beating on myself and trying to evaluate myself, like, what the fuck did I do? Only for my grandmother and other people to tell me, boy, this is the real world. People are not going to like you just because you are you. They didn't like Jesus Christ, and he didn't do nothing to no one. They beat him, and they killed him, and he didn't. What did he do to anybody? So when I started looking at it in that way, you know, I came up with this saying that I say every time I talk to a senior class or something at the end of the year, I always tell them this: haters are the foundation of every successful man and woman. You have to stand on something. So you stand on your haters. They are your foundation. They are under your feet. So that's the way I look at it. And then when I came in the ballroom, I'm going to tell you just like this, Calvin. Ballroom can make you stronger, because ballroom only gets you prepared for real life. Because in ballroom, when I came in the ballroom, I was just loving and, hey, how y'all doing? All of it would be like that knot. And I'm like, what the fuck is a knot? And it was like, you are not. You're nothing. You're a knot. You this. Oh, my God, you're late. You're late, sack. And I'm like, wow, y'all don't even know me. Then when people found out that, you know, I'm successful in my career, that I've been having my own ever since 18, all this kind of stuff, then you get the fake motherfuckers that want to be laughing in your face, smiling in your face, and all this kind of stuff, but I see right through them. What I don't understand is people that grow up with you. Like, I know you said don't touch on the situation, but how can you not? What disturbed me about this whole situation about putting stuff on other people and then being accused of something, when you're raised with somebody, when I say raised with somebody, some of us come out together, and we all know this. We got the people we came out with. You can't tell me nothing about the people that I came out with. If it's not in their character, I'm not going to believe it till I get in touch with my brother or my sister. So if you're new to me, or I don't really know you like that, how can I go back and say, you should be ashamed of yourself, or you're the devil, or you know this and you know that? I just feel like that's jealousy. That is jealousy. It's a lot of people that are jealous. You may not know you're jealous, but you're jealous. And you need to evaluate yourself. And then for them to say that this is, and about this show, first of all, I didn't even know about this show until I started listening to State of Emergency on Wednesday nights. I did not know Kelly had a show on Monday. I didn't know nothing about that. I came to this show from State of Emergency. When we start doing these State of Emergency shows, you would be surprised over the past year how many emails I have got from parents, straight people, gay people, anybody that's saying, you know what, that was a real good show. I got help from that. I never knew that. Thank you for sharing. I've cried on this show. Other people have cried on this show because some of these topics get real, real deep, but it's like a testimony to help somebody else come out of their situation. The Monday night recap, a lot of them times, it's not the cast that's been messy. It's the ballroom, the fake profiles. This is what gave me about the fake profiles. Some of you fake profiles are the ones that was reading Jasmine and saying she negative. Y'all are the fake profiles because your shade is legendary and iconic in some of the things you do. I know the young fake profiles because you don't know how to do it right. So it's funny how you can be a fake profile then come back and read the fake profiles or read the or read the room and all this kind of stuff. I did something on Monday just to prove a point. I put that post up like, I'm going to let this out. I'm going to let them know, fuck, blah, 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 whatever I put up. You should have seen all the people that was coming to my inbox. Bitch, what happened? Ooh, what you going to talk about? This is not supposed to be the night for this. This is supposed to be. And I came on and gave a real question, asked Jack this and, you know, asked the Dr. Michelle, all this, and then everybody like, bitch, I thought you was going to say this, and I thought you was going to say that. People that said, I hung up because you took too long to come. What happened? What happened? Nothing happened. I just wanted to prove a point that you guys would actually call in for the negativity, and then I was trying to get y'all to listen to something that we all need to hear, but the show did not get packed like it got packed and on Tuesday night when y'all thought it was going to be some mess then. So for you all that don't listen to Wednesday night, maybe you icons and legends need to start listening to Wednesday night. The thing about it is you guys can make change in the ballroom because how can you make change in the ballroom when you're the one that put that little girl out on the street or put that little boy out on the street to tell him to sell his ass or to tell him to suck your dick to get into the house? How can you do that? They won't respect you. When you come and say stop your shit, they're going to say no, stop your shit. So you can't do nothing, but can't nobody disrespect Jasmine because you don't have that kind of dirt on her. She's putting her whole life. My thing is some of these people put their whole life out there and say, hey, I have nothing to hide. But then some of you got so much to hide and you can't come make a change in the ballroom because you got so much stuff that's blocking you from doing it, and you would look like a hypocrite for coming out here saying, hey, maybe this is not right for you, baby. Maybe you need to go to school. Bitch, you told me to drop out. So that's my thing. So, I mean, that's all I really have to say about it because I'm just being very, you know, calm about the situation now because, you know, people tries it on my time, and I'm not for that tonight because I feel like this is a state of emergency. This is the positive show, you know. This is where we stay positive. And nobody's positive.
No, but they say it's poison. They say it's still poison. They actually don't listen to Wednesdays. I don't even think a lot of people, well, a lot of those people don't realize that it exists.
But the mothers that's crying to me saying, I am so glad you let me see the gay lifestyle in that way, I guess that's negative to them now that they can look at their son or their daughter and say, my child is gay, but it is up to me to make sure that I still show my child love. And if he goes in the wrong direction or she goes in the wrong direction, that's on them. They could never blame me. I'm so glad we had that show. Oh, but that's negative. That's poison. I'm sorry. I'm going too far. That's so fucking negative. I'm sorry.
I know we have parents that are on the line, and if you feel like, I mean, you don't have to. As a matter of fact, don't, because then they'll say that, oh, it was set up that way.
We
so
set
don't.
It up.
But I know that we have parents on the line that listen to the show, and because they hit me up all the time, and you know, I always tell them, child, I'm gonna make sure y'all can't listen, because y'all just be knowing too much. I mean, and all jokes aside, it's really funny because, and I know a lot of you guys go through it as well. The Red Snappers, everybody. It's funny when you meet a parent or, you know, an older individual, a straight individual, and they're introduced to the life, you know, this lifestyle and our shows and stuff. And when you hear them talk in the beginning, you know, they're just their regular conversation, and then after a while they'd be using words like, yes, and I was going to read, and I was going to press one because I was going to let her have it and read. It just sounds so funny coming from, I know you all know what I'm talking about. It sounds so funny coming from, you know, your parents or your aunts or your grandmothers and stuff. It's just really, really funny. And I get my life from it when they be calling me in the afternoon saying, you know, like, what happened on the show? You know, because, yeah, because she got red, and they let her have it, and I just be getting my life off of it. But my point is that there's a lot of parents out there, a lot of straight individuals that are part of what we do. Of course, they love Kelly. Who doesn't love Kelly? They love Kelly. They love Mondays. They love the flavor that Kelly brings. They, you know, you guys on Tuesdays have grown. London, everyone loves you. And look at the opportunity. I mean, a lot of people still, they're not going to believe it. But the opportunity that you have had, just like I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago when the guy was out there saying that he was, you know, like scouts different voices and stuff on the air for different personalities and things of that sort. The opportunities that have opened, you know, for many people and the lives that have been changed, are they just won't acknowledge it. They won't acknowledge. They ponder on the negative. You know, they look at this show, and nobody has nothing to say about Jasmine. I don't get, except Tony Revlon, and I thank you so much for that as well. Tony Revlon is one of the only icons out there. If I offend anyone by not remembering right now, I apologize. But he is one of the only icons out there that will text me and say, that was a really good show. Or contact me and say, that was a real good show. A lot of the others won't say shit. And what you all should be doing is, and Rodney as well. I take that back. Rodney too. But Rodney's like part of the show. But Rodney will say things as well. But I'm talking about someone who isn't affiliated with the show. It will you know, will listen and share. And that's what you all should be doing, because I already know that these Wednesday night shows have helped many, many people. And if y'all don't see that, then y'all got a lot of hatred within yourself. If y'all can't see the life that we're changing or helping, then there's something fucking wrong with you. Or maybe they just don't acknowledge this generation of kids. See, that's the issue. I care about this generation of newcomers because you guys are the future. All the older ones, all the ones that already are set in their ways, they've been here, done that. But there's a new group of people that are out there. The people that are on the show, the Melissa, well, the Melissa's older a little bit as well, but the new girls, like Shamika, you know, the newer girls that are part of this show and the new listeners, we're here for you. It's not all about balls. Wednesday night is not about balls. It's about a lifestyle. It's not about who won a trophy and who turned who and who did what. It's about a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's what y'all need to understand. I can give two fucks about who won grand prize. I care about helping someone to continue to live their life. Somebody said it the other day. I think it was Roger, fake profile Roger, but he said it correctly. How do you expect them to even acknowledge what you do on Wednesdays when the show was built on negativity through, like, the Mondays or whatever? And I said to myself, he is 100% right. How can you expect them to even acknowledge anything positive when the show was built through the scandals and the tea and the gossip, you know, that you know, came with it? And it's true. How can you? Well, because people have to learn to change. and that it is going to change. A radio station, I mean, a TV station may be, you know, known for, you know, always showing these type of programs, so forth and so on, but they've grown. I'll give you an example. I mean, not trying to compare. Everybody knows MTV back in the 80s and stuff. All they did was show music videos. But now look at MTV. What have they done? They have grown so much over the years. It's not even just about music videos. Hell, I don't even really see music videos on MTV anymore. It's about different type of shows, different type of awareness, different type of this, different type of that. It's like they nabbed everybody in, but they changed up their concept because now they have listeners, they have viewers. Not saying that that's what the project was with this, but why not? Now that we have hundreds and hundreds of people listening to the gossip, let's switch it around. Let's give them something positive to say. Because while they were all listening to the gossip, that's all they kept saying. Oh, that's all y'all do is promote negativity. Nobody ever has nothing positive to say. Y'all kept saying that for years. So I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to give them what they want. They want something positive, I'm going to give them something positive. And that's when I gave you guys Wednesday nights. Y'all still don't like that. Y'all still don't acknowledge that.
I will say that, you know, we were talking about the fake profiles. All of them aren't bad because when I was going through where I was going to, there was, you know, three or four people that hit me in my inbox. And surprisingly, you know, a couple of them were fake profiles. You know, the same girls that we don't see, like most of the fake profiles that I know and I talk to, I don't see them as fake profiles because we've had serious personal conversations outside of that room. And some of them are really nice and really kind and really sweet. You know, you can't drag all of them down. And even the ones that other people may see as shady and mean are the ones who are being actually really nice and cool with me. And it wasn't just to get a tea out of me so they could go spill it because they have showed their trustworthiness. You know, and I do want to say,
I mean, people are tainted with it. You know, again, they look at the fact that fake profiles are always the ones that are attacking. So it's going to be kind of hard to find a good fake profile out there. You know, that's where it all comes from.
I will say one of them is icon Penny Jones. As much as people have problems with her, she was one of the ones in my inbox asking me what was wrong with me and how everything was going because she thought she was one of the ones who personally hurt my feelings or made me go through what I went through. And I was like, no, it's not even like that.
But, honey, let me say something real quick. Sometimes people have to make fake profiles in that room because you comment on somebody. So you laugh at somebody's picture. They post somebody's picture. You comment or you laugh or you say something. You find it funny, as amusing. They want to come at you. They want to attack. They hate you. They want to get mad at you and, like, oh, bitch, when I see you, this, and that. Bitch, it's funny. Like, it's a key. If they put a picture of me, bitch, I'm a key. Like, it's nothing.
Right, and that's what happened with me, first of all. Like, the girls, when I laughed at somebody's picture, and I said, LOL, and instead of attacking the people who was really going at them, they decided to steal my pictures and put them up in the room. And I'm like, damn. That's how everything was? That's how it works?
Well, everyone, Rodney said to tell you all, he said hello, and he's just listening.
Hello, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
London, it's your go.
Hey, Rodney.
You see me quiet over here. I'm being a very good girl tonight. You know, I already read who I had to read, and, you know, I said what I had to say about the situation that happened, you know, a couple of days ago. You know, those girls are irrelevant, and I feel that hate comes from envy, and, you know, people hate on other people, you know, just to feel better about themselves, basically. And, you know, if icons want to change the scene, how about they help these homeless girls find homes? How about they help these kids get off drugs and help these kids find, you know, jobs and go to school and stuff like that before they try to change the scene with one person?
Listen, to everybody that's out there, for 6 years, I've said it and I've said it time and time again. This show is for the community. It all starts with you. That's what's in the promo. If anybody out there, anybody out there feels that they have something that they want to give this community or any of these children or to each other and themselves, You guys are more than welcome to come and be a part of this. Stop looking at this as being so negative, because it's not negative. You have the opportunity to come here and help them and listen to them. That's why I respect people that have been a part of this and that are a part of this. I thank you, and I say that from the bottom of my heart. It's the thankful month, Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for? I am thankful for you. I am thankful for this community. I am thankful for the life that we live and how we try to help each other. I am still ashamed of many of the other ones, and it's just, to me, sometimes it's just so, I'm just so ashamed to be a part of that generation, that lifestyle, that, you know, coming from that era. But if we can help and take what we learned in that era and maybe help these new ones, maybe it'll be different. Thank you, London. Melissa, it's your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had it on mute. Well, yeah, like London said, like, it's envy. And, like, I just don't understand because, like, we're not responsible for, like, people's limitations. Like, sky's the limit, bitch. Like, you can go and do what I did, too. Like you said, like, you can be where I'm at. You can have what I have. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people sometimes, like, they don't know you. They just want to hate you for no reason. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I sit and I think, like, why people, like, hate? Why? But you can do what I do. Like, you can do what anybody does. Just keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked hard to get where I'm at. I worked hard to have everything that I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was once in the street. Bitch, I once had to pull dates. I once had to do this, do that. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, I once used to fucking do coke. Bitch, it's sky's the limit. Right now, I have a bachelor's degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did everything I had to do. Why hate on me? Why? Why hate on Jasmine? Because she has everything she has. Let me tell you something, too. This show, every week that I've been listening, it's always somebody calling in saying how this show has helped them. The other day, the girl called that she's been trying to get in call for 6 months, and, you know, like, the show helped her. The week before that, the kid with him taking his medications and this, this and that, like, it helped him, the show helped him get through things. This show is, every show that you listen to, everything is going to have a little negativity in it, and it's all for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, people are going to get bored if you sit there and talk about how to prevent this and how to HIV this, and everybody's going to get tired of it. They're going to leave. Sometimes things have to be fun, girl, and, like, posting pictures is funny, and I find it amusing. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody posts a picture, what does it have to do with you? It shouldn't have anything to do with you. You have that room for people to, you know what I'm saying, like, get through their day, have fun, and do what they have to do. Like, I just really don't get it. Like, sometimes I don't get why other people is envious of others, they jealous, and I just really don't get it. And it's never going to change in this ballroom community because people is always going to hate each other for whatever reason. It's a million and one reason. Like, I was thinking, like, why do people hate each other? Why? And just all these different reasons, because this one fucked this one's man, this one did this one, like, I beat you in the ball, like, girl, like, all these stupid reasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, you left the house and you did that, you posted my picture, you laughed at me, and, like, girl, get over it, honey. If they put a picture up there, your body looks fierce, and they reading it, honey, I'm going to laugh if it's funny. If you go to a comedy show, they reading the person next to you, and they're making a joke on them, you're going to laugh. Like, it's amusing. It's all fun and games, honey. But they only look at that. They don't look at the good things that people do. And for this community, for everybody else, like, I just get over it. You don't say, honey.
And you don't say work, Melissa. Shamika?
Yeah, I'm taking my phone off. I basically concur with a little bit of what everybody said, but me personally, my experience with hate Like, in everyday life, like, specifically my senior year, I started a new school. And I'm the type of person, like, I'm such a fireball. Like, I go places by myself knowing I'm going to meet people along the way. I'm not the type of bitch I have to wait for my friend and call up a group of girls to go to this. If I want to go somewhere, I'm going to go because I know my personality. I start talking to people first, and by the time I leave, they're like, bye, Shamika, bye, Mika, whatever, and I see them along the way, like, you know, sometime in the future, whatever. Seeing you, they consent me. They knew about the previous school I went to, and I ain't gonna lie, I was always a smart student, but I used to fight my ass off, too, like, because people just genuinely didn't like me. So it wasn't until about, I would say, senior trip that I actually started having conversations with people in my senior class. They couldn't stand me. At all, for what reason, I don't know. The people who had classes with me, I'll be like, I like Shamika because she nice, she cool. Because, you know, I'm a jokester. I make jokes with everybody. Don't care. Like, you know, if you like me, if you don't like me. I mean, maybe it was just my personality that probably intimidated them. I don't know what it was. But I hate when it's like, when you know a hater and you tell them, oh, maybe you're jealous. It's just unbelievable. Me being jealous? No. Like, you know, like it's just so... It's so astonishing that you're calling them jealous or you saying that they're mad. They just think that's the ultimate, like that's the worst they could be called, jealous. Like, when in actuality, that's what it is. Like, it has to be jealousy. And, like, I was raised, the way my parents raised me was, don't be jealous of other people because it's like, it's nothing you can't work hard to get that they have. It's nothing that they have that you can't get. Of course, it's stuff along the way that you find yourself being jealous of. Not saying nothing that you personally can't get, but it's a certain thing. Like you see a bitch with some nice shoes on, you're like, I wish I had those shoes on. You know, it's nothing personal, but some people are genuinely just haters because they can't do that. Not that they want to even do it. Some people just hate your drive, that you're a good person and you want to do this in life and you excel in life. They just hate that about you. And why, I don't think I will ever know. That's basically my take.
Okay.
Right.
Somebody has some type of noise in the background. Can you please work on that for me? All right. Thank you, Ms. Shamika. Prada, you want to say anything about hate? I know you're still there.
I mean, I just feel like everyone kind of touched bases on it a little bit. I mean, I do feel like hate, it does have many faces, such as, you know, jealousy, people being envious of other people. But at the same time, I just feel like at the end of the day, people need to work on themselves before they try to, you know, worry about everybody else. We all go through our issues. You never know what somebody has to go through to get where they are today. And for you to just, you know, try to downplay them just because.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need to take the time and get to know somebody, know what struggles they went through, why they can smile every day, why they have what they have, why they act how they act, before you can just pass judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Prada, for saying that, because let me tell you something. Just because you see a person, you think they have everything, and as you're sitting there hating on them, you think they have everything, and they got their smile on their face and stuff, don't think that they ain't going through something themselves. You know, life is not always what it is perceived to be. Don't think that, you know, everything is so perfect with them and all the rest of that stuff. They're probably just still struggling or whatever. They just know how to cope with it, or they just know how to handle it, that they don't want to sit there and share with everybody how miserable they, you know, they may be or what they're facing because, you know, they're going through something. So everything is not as we all look at it. But I want to say thank you for Prada. I'm going to go to some callers really quickly. But I do want to say a couple of things before it slips my mind, and it already started to slip my mind, Jesus. I know a lot of you people out there that we're talking about are probably sitting there saying, child, who is she? Or who are they? Or who is she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate her. She ain't nobody for me to hate. I just don't see her. I don't hate her. I just don't like her. I don't hate her. But bitch, it's all the same motherfucking thing. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Bitch, you have a problem with me.
Mm.
You have a problem. Y'all all want to sit there and act like, you know, everything is so good and peachy cream. I just don't like her or whatever. Bitch, don't like me. But like I say, if you don't like me, why be a part of me? Or why be a part of anything I stand for? That's why I said it the other day under Jason's post. If you don't like me, get away from me and get away from anything that I'm a part of. I done told y'all a million times, even when I threw the balls and collections balls and stuff. I done said it before. How many times y'all heard me say it? And then y'all all wanted to read me and, you know, come and tell me, girl, don't say that, Kelly, and all them used to get on me, girl, don't say that. I used to say it to them. I used to say it. I'll say it again. You ain't got to come. Don't come to the ball. I don't want you there. And I'll say it again. Don't listen to the show. I don't want you there. I don't want, it's like, bitch, you know what it reminds me of? A motherfucker in your house that got stink feet. Bitch, don't even take your shoes off. I don't even want you in my house. I don't even want you around me. If your breath stinks, don't even come in. Don't even say hi. Oh. Don't even give me a kiss. Don't even bother. You know, if that's how you are, just, you know, get the fuck away. It's much easier. You can go over there, and I could be over here. So that's what it is. I don't have no hard feelings about you because after this show, you don't even exist to me. I don't think about you. So stop thinking about me. And for all the ones also, then I'm going to go to you callers, for all the ones also that say, child, I don't even listen to the show because I don't even like her or like the show or like Kelly or like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I don't even listen. I don't even listen at all. Bitch, please, you know you listening. You know you listening or you archiving. Because, bitch, if I say your name, I bet you in 5 minutes you press one. If I say your name, they will find a way to get. It's so funny. What happened? Well, somebody said they contacted me and said that y'all was saying my name. So what happened? No, but that's not. Get the fuck out of here for real. Come on now. 336-989. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we
can. I'm calling from North Carolina. I wanted to say this last night. First of all, I want to say that I come in love for everybody. Everybody. All everybody.
Thank you, darling.
But I was thinking about Jasmine. I was like, when I was listening to, you know, the trash talk, I was like, you know, Jasmine has really broken some ground. I don't think Jasmine gets really the credit she deserves. You know, Jasmine has gone through stuff. You know, we talk about, you know, other people and stuff like that. But, you know, I just thought it was kind of from this place. I don't know what the animosity towards Jasmine. But I just think Jasmine should get a lot more credit than she do. Also, I think, you know, what's, you know, in the ballroom scene or in the black gay community, we need love on board. We really do. We need to take time to lift each other up, you know, because, like, even though I don't know what a person is going through, I know everybody's going through something, and a smile or an encouraging word can make a difference in somebody's life, you know, because, you know, it's hurt people. You know, but we got to take the time to lift each other up. It's just like the trash talk show, it was just so sick. Like, I feel like if I had called in with something positive, it would be like, whatever, you know?
That's how it be sometimes. That's why Wednesdays was created, because, you know, nobody can say anything positive. When somebody started saying something positive, then it got real quiet, and it'd be like, well, what happened? So, you know, that's where Wednesdays came from. But thank you so much, caller. You know, and don't be afraid. Call in on Mondays and Tuesdays as well. Let them hear a little positivity in their life. You know, they can hear a little positivity in their life in between the mess and the gossip.
Yeah, I will do that.
Thank you so much, caller. Sweetie. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah.
314-681, you're on the air.
Yes.
Now you can talk. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay, I understand what you said, but I've called you. I used to call your show sometimes, and you know, I love everyone on the show, but I love everyone, but you know, when it comes to hate, I have seen some things in my life like that. People hating me in my life, but you know, to even knowing somebody sometimes is a good thing. And if you say hi to someone and someone doesn't want to respond, it's not of, you know, it's not a person's business. But when I heard you saying something, Ms. Jasmine, I just want to tell you that, you know, you said something very perfectly. You said an example that I like. But I, you know, when I heard about what you said, I felt that you should not look at those people. You should move on, and, you know, I will support your show, and I love to keep on moving to support you. And I will continue calling the show because I respect what people are doing. I respect your show. And given to the benefit of the idea of what is going on in people's lives, you cannot save one person's life. But if no one doesn't respect that, you know, it's better to move on with what you can do to save people's life. And this is the reason why I said I know what I do every day. I save people's life. I don't get, you know, thank you or say, hey, how you doing? It's not, it doesn't bother me. So I enjoy to know people. I will keep on doing what I do. I will support you and move on. That's the thing.
Well, that was sweet.
Thank you so much, caller. I really appreciate that. Somebody's phone is giving the very weird beeps again.
Okay.
Right.
It sounds like I don't know what that is. We got to pay
attention.
Sounds
like they're
somebody
on a ticking time bomb.
Be careful. We can't use that word around here. Last time it was used, a lot of trouble started from those exact words, a ticking time bomb. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh, we having a good time tonight, ain't we?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, it's Bunkhouse Bob from Albuquerque.
Hi, Bunkhouse Bob. How are you?
Wait. Why are y'all laughing?
Because I'll give you a chance, Bunkhouse Bob. Just go ahead. Just don't pay them no mind. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to ask you guys a question. How long has this show been on the air? Because this is the first night I'm listening. I love it. I think you guys are silly. I think you're informative. I think you got a great message. But most importantly, I want to say, hi, dummies.
Hi, dummies.
Hey, Bunkhouse
is that,
Bob,
is that what...
I like to call in and say, hi, dummies. I'm going to be the hi, dummy guy.
Oh,
it's
hi,
an
dummy.
Affectionate
How are
term.
You?
It's an affectionate yeah. term.
Okay, we get you. We get you.
So what's the
right
high?
Is the show always this up and positive?
Yeah. Do you consider it positive?
Because it's really refreshing. You hear a lot of these shows on Blog Talk Radio. And let me tell you something, child. They're not positive. You get a lot of anger.
Yeah.
He said, child. Yeah, there's a lot of anger on some of the nights as well, you know, so it's a little mixture of both of them.
You guys
Bob,
do a great job.
Bob, call on Tuesday. Call on Tuesday.
What happens on Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday
I'm new
you'll
to
hear
this whole
a lot
thing.
Of the anger. I'm sorry?
I'm new to this whole thing, so you got to initiate me into the gang, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So this is what
me
you do.
Mine.
Call in on Mondays. Call in on Mondays where you'll hear the diva herself, Kelly Mizrahi, and her cast as they recap all the events from the past weekend. And then on Tuesday, we have Trash Talk Tuesdays with our cast members that will just talk trash among the community. And on Wednesdays, we have the State of Emergency Show where we touch up on topics that affect our lives. There you go. And we've been around for 6 years.
Oh, I love it. Now, I don't want to sound too ignorant here, but I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm not black, but does that mean I can't listen?
We have the Puerto Rican princess. We have the Puerto Rican princess on the line. She's not black either, but we have
you can
a mixture
listen,
of
Puerto Ricans
there's
on the show. Okay.
A lot
that's
of
and we have We have a British diva ourselves. She's been a part of us for a while. London.
Yeah.
That's the League of Nations on the radio. I like it.
Yes, I'm not black. I'm not black either. I'm red dot Indian.
You're an Indian?
And I'm Creole and Jamaican.
Holy cow, I'm just a dumb white guy.
Well, we're going to have to put you on hold. We have a lot of people pressing one, but thank you so much, Buffalo Bob or Billy Bob or whatever your name is. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Bunkhouse Bob.
Yeah, Bunkhouse Bob. The next caller is 202-450. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on, man? This is Bishop.
Hey, Bishop.
How y'all doing, man? I would like for everybody to give me a suggestion because I'm really, I really, really, man, I enjoy the State of Emergency show. I always call in, give my input,
Bishop.
But I don't want to give an input
tonight.
Tell us
why everybody hates you, Bishop. Tell
I want
us
everybody.
Why everybody hates you.
Listen. Jasmine, God damn, listen, please, Jasmine.
Let him talk.
See, that's the thing,
Bishop.
You know.
Jasmine. I'm letting you talk. Go ahead, Bishop.
Jasmine, I want to get everybody's suggestion on the things that I do that I should work on with myself with hatred. I just want to ask everybody on the panel, what do you suggest? With the actions that I do and everything.
Before we do that, we're going to make
it
real quick.
Going in between cars?
No, I just want to say.
Real quick. Hold on, y'all. You know I don't like when y'all talk among each other, above each other. This is what we're going to do, Bishop. I'm going to ask everybody real quick just to give us, don't give us an explanation, just give us a few words of what you think Bishop does that you dislike, Bishop, I hope you're writing them down.
Yes.
I don't want you to say suggestions. Yeah. Okay. Suggest on what he should work on. Like, I'll start it up. How to shut up. You just need to learn how to shh. That's what you need to do. Sometimes just be silent. Go ahead, Calvin.
I actually have no issue with Bishop. I mean, I actually like him. So my suggestion for you is to keep doing you. And if nobody else don't like you, fuck them.
Jason?
What does Bishop do? Bishop just long-winded as fuck and then gets upset too fast. You just need to learn that when everybody's not out to get you and everybody's not trying to make fun of you. So you just need to take a step back, and not everything is directed to you.
Okay, J-Rock.
I don't know what to say. All I can say is, if you're really working on yourself, then just keep working on yourself. Nobody can tell you who you are, but you. So build a personal relationship with your guy or whatever, and just keep working on yourself.
That's what's up.
Okay, London.
just take some time away from the group. You know, gather yourself together and repair your whole. And just work on you.
Okay. Can I say something real quick?
Wait, no. Everybody speak.
Yeah. Okay,
Melissa.
I'm not trying to be shady or nothing because, you know, yesterday is the first I ever heard of you. I don't know who you are. But I suggest you stop being nasty and sucking Chinese dicks in between the cars and sending nasty pictures to niggas, like sending pictures to guys. And I don't know. But that's what I suggest for you, like, you're not a bad-looking guy. Like, I've seen your pictures. You're not a bad-looking guy, but... like, you doing all of that, that's nasty. Like, it's nasty. So I suggest you stop doing that, and, you know, everything else will be good.
Okay. Shamika?
Really, I think the stuff that I do dislike about Bishop is mainly the stuff that makes him Bishop, so it kind of canceled my thoughts out. I don't know, I think you just need to stop seeming so desperate to find somebody or be liked by somebody, because a lot of the inboxes and stuff like that he does, like, it's really, like, you know, it's just crazy to me. I think he just needs to really find himself and separate himself from the ballroom. This would be a thing for me. That's a suggestion I would make for him to really find himself. And I don't think he would be able to find himself standing in a room trying to go at people, making pictures of people and stuff like that. I don't think that's going to work out.
Okay. Do you have anything for Bishop?
I do kind of feel like he brings negative attention to himself. I mean, the way, like, just like his profile, like, why would you want to put a negative connotation on yourself? Oh, I'm a retired chaser. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you make yourself a kiki.
Mm-hmm.
So he should work on that. Okay. Bishop, go ahead, and your closing statements are?
I respect everybody's opinion. This is one thing about me. If you notice this season of the radio show, I have been calm. I have been chilling. I took suggestions last year. I still had some of the same suggestions that I took last year I'm still working on. My thing is that sometimes, I roast in the room. I read people. But the thing is, at the end of the day, man, I'm in other groups. I have a 200,000 member group. And the thing is, the same thing that goes on in that group goes on in this group goes on in that group. So, I mean, I take your suggestions and I'm going to take them. And, I'm going to, put them up according to, my life and, whatever. But like I said, if you don't see the change, normally you hear me raising my voice and whatever. Did y'all hear me raise my voice last night? No, I didn't. I didn't because I was tired. Jasmine said on the other show, sometimes you just get tired. And honestly, when you're tired, you really don't. You just laugh at it and you just don't even take it as it's.
I agree with you 100%. That is so true. That is really, really so true.
And I'm done, y'all. Thank y'all.
Yes.
Thank y'all
okay.
for giving me the suggestions.
All right, yes. baby.
Thank you so much, Bishop.
When you say put your hand
up, private caller.
Really calm.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Granny.
Hey, Granny. Hey, hello to all the cast members. Okay, Bishop asked, this ain't what I'm calling here for, but since he went out, I can tell him two things he need to do for himself. He need to tighten up his booty all more.
Oh,
now
shit.
That we got this Obamacare, get him some better psych mate. Now, what now? Is this show about hate?
Yeah,
it is. But, Granny just had an experience. I had a flashback. And Granny was saying, I sure hate the way white people's breath be smelling.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. White people's breath be smelling like that. Granny went to a party recently. It was mainly white folks. And they was talking all up in Granny's face. I couldn't hardly take it. I hate the way white people breath smell.
My grandma used to say the same thing. She said it smelled like garlic.
Granny.
It ain't right what they be smelling like. Why they breath smell like that?
Granny, you can't say that. We have white listeners.
I don't give no damn, Granny.
She knows what she's doing.
Crack in her, but my breath don't smell like that.
She know what she doing, y'all. She know exactly what she doing.
What you talking about, Jesse? You say the show was about hate, and I ain't been tuned in from the beginning. And I was just thinking about that or whatever, for real. I went to, I was hanging out with the white people.
Oh, boy, here go your partner's around, honey. Your girlfriend is here. Mama Jones, you're on the air.
I want to tell you, that's why I stay away from white people, because I don't want to be smelling them.
Hello,
Hey, Mama Jones. Granny,
yes. I'm coming out with some new breath mint for all the white girls. Breath just smell like wet fishy doodle.
Oh shit! Oh my goodness, what you gonna call it, Mama Jones?
So wait, Calvin, did your boyfriend breath smell like that?
Mama Jones, most of the time it smells like my dick or my ass.
You know what, Jasmine?
This is not that show.
I am going to bed.
Uh-oh. Thank you.
I really wasn't ready for that at all. Jesus. Listen, I don't told y'all all. Listen, I don't do all the sexual explicit things. It's just certain things I don't talk about.
It's too much. It's too much.
My stomach hurt now.
Jasmine.
Yes, Mama Jones.
So you wanted us to come up on this line and tell us what we hate. Tell you what we hate.
You can tell us what you hate.
Let me think about it. I'm going to press one again.
Hey, Christy, don't you hate Christy? You don't want her to marry your son.
Oh, no. You know, I came to start liking her, and, you know, I started getting used to her mole a little better. So, it just scared me. I thought it was going to get jealous and kill Jimmy in his sleep. But the mole is good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, Mama Joe, Big Cranny, go for y'all.
All right.
Thank y'all for best Pope and pressing one.
Thank
you. Oh, God, y'all hilarious. Thank you, Mama Jones. I'm going to have a message here. Hey, Jasmine. I'm listening to the show. I love the topic tonight. I love what the guy Jason said about letting people rent space in your head when they're not paying rent. He better preach. Yes, brother. Jasmine, it's a saying that the great RuPaul said, what people think and say about you is really none of your business. Always remember that you can do more with silence than you can do with talking, and one thing people hate the most is when you don't respond or feed into the negativity. You're 100% right. Tell the cast I said hello, and special shout-out to J-Rock. Love, peace, and love to you all. I mean, laugh out loud, peace, and love to you all. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you so much, listener. There was a couple of numbers, 201 numbers, and everybody that pressed one. I seen like three people that pressed one, but then when Granny came on, y'all took y'all hand down like, bitch, she was going to get y'all or something. Y'all could press one again. Well, the 201s, and I think it was a 63 something, please call in. I mean, press one. If anybody is on the line and they want to talk about tonight's topic, as far as hate and hate within our community and hate towards each other and hate towards themselves and hate crimes. I hate you. You hate me. We hate each other. I hate myself or whatever.
Jasmine,
what's your, you know, definition of hate?
Wait,
please,
a lot.
Press
Jasmine.
One.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Did you say they said a special shout out to me?
Yes, to J-Rock.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I got a hater in the room and I just wanted them to hear that.
I just wanted to, I do want to say like to touch on what we were talking about. I noticed even in the room today, and I feel bad, and I would like to apologize to her. Paris, was it Maserati or something of that nature? We kind of dug in on that girl today. And I feel bad because I know how it is. And I mean, honestly, no bullshit. Like, I actually see us as a chicken house. And I don't know if y'all know because I'm from the Eastern Shore. But in chicken houses, when there's one chicken that has a deformity, whether it be a scab or a bruise, the rest of the chickens will go to that motherfucking chicken and peck the shit out of the chicken until the chicken dies. That's just what chickens do because they see something is wrong with that, so they figure that we need to get rid of that. And that's how we are in that room, and it's sad, and it's kind of disgusting, actually, if you really think about it. But, you know, I just want to say I apologize to you. And I can't recant everything that I said because I was ignorant. But I can
Okay, so now I will say this based on what you just said, Calvin. Also, 601, you keep pushing, putting your hand up and then you're putting it down. I'm not going to cut nobody off to bring you on, so put your hand up and then I'm going to come to you. But I want to come to you. Press 1 again. Now, one thing I will say to you, Calvin, and not just you, but to anybody out there, when you guys gang up on these people, be prepared, because just as much as y'all gang up on people, they'll gang up on you as well. Y'all
right.
need to be prepared. If y'all can dish it, be prepared to take it. Seriously.
Yeah. Right. That's why I was saying.
But it's all
definitely.
Fun and games. It's all fun. It's all fun.
Right, that's why I said I can't recant what I said, but I know how it is because the same shit is happening.
Okay,
to
he's
her.
Pressing one again. They're pressing one. I don't want them to go away because, you know, 601-651. You're on the air.
Hey, my only question, I guess, in regards to the topic, which is, hey, what do you guys, as far as the hate crime, the guy getting off of the hate crime, but killing the young transgender woman, what do you guys feel about that? Now, what were your thoughts?
I mean, I think I can honestly say from the get-go, my thought was, as is everybody's, wow, how the fuck did this happen? But it's the same thing with the Trayvon Martin case. We can't fight the law. The law is the law. So at the end of the day, I feel bad for it, and I hate the fact that he got off, but there's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is pray for her family.
Stuff like that makes me think that, you know, really makes me listen to Naima and Michelle. I'm sorry.
I feel you.
That's what I wanted to ask, Jasmine. That's what I wanted to ask real quick.
What do you think about it?
When I saw the post and a couple of articles, a couple of my people on Facebook sent me, it kind of brought me back to the Trayvon Martin situation. But in another sense of, regardless of how much society has grown to accept the LGBT community, they still, to a certain degree, our lives are somewhat invalid to them. You know, and it's sad that in this day and age that's the case that happens. And it saddened me, but then I was just like, well, it just strengthened my resolve in the things that I do and how I live my life and how I view people. And not saying that in a negative light, but it's when I go to work, as far as the conversation about what my lifestyle is, what I do, I don't have those conversations. It's none of your business. I don't
right.
try to, you know, I don't try to be out there in front of the people with what I do because it's not your business, because I know how the hate can boil back at you. You know what I'm saying? And just in different situations, but it's just, I thought it was sad. Anyway, that's my comment.
I just posted in the room a list, not just what just happened, but a whole list of unlawful killed transgenders, you know, within our lifestyle. You know, it's not the first. It probably definitely won't be the last. And, you know, I pray, but we know how it is out there. We know the life.
Something needs to be done. Like you said, I'll say the same thing about being black and as well. It's something that we see every day, but nobody's ever really going to get used to it, especially, you know, other cultures. You know, we're going to constantly be the type of people that, you know, we're already discriminated against, and we're already, people are prejudiced against us just because of the color of our skin. And it's the same way with the LGBT community. You know, we're gay, and then not only on top of that, we're black. So it's already a big-ass stereotype. The first thing some country ignorant inbred motherfucker's going to say, oh, he got AIDS. Or, you know, something, just something childish and immature. That's just, I mean, we can't stop that. We can only help by, you know, trying to stop it.
Which is, I mean, which only thing to me is kind of crazy when that is on the outside of our community, and then we have our own inner hate within ourselves, within our community.
Yeah.
And that's the awkward part about it. And
somebody is breathing into the phone so fiercely.
Okay.
Y'all need to fix your phone
carrying. That was probably me. I was walking up some stairs, and I'm getting fat. So let me put my phone on mute.
But yeah, that's,
I thought y'all had to do a lot of exercise in the military. I mean, y'all be doing all that stuff.
Yeah, Chad, I don't do no exercise. I only exercise 2 times a year, and that's when my physical fitness says. And when I pass it, I go back to eating. So,
sit on his ass all day.
Yeah, when, you know what? When the higher rank you get, I am not gonna lie. The higher in rank you get, it seems like you do less. So I don't get out in the streets no more. I just sit in the office and be bored and eating cakes, cookies. I ate a whole pack of Chips Ahoy today, and I didn't even realize it. But, hey, it was good.
So all you do is sit in the office and eat fucking cookies all day and look at me and Grindr and Jack. My tax dollars hard at work.
You tried
while, while you're eating cookies and looking at cookies on Jack. I just can't. I can't.
You know, I want to say one other.
Okay,
I want to say one other thing I want to say one other thing that I hate. I hate the way I'm feeling now that I hear Melissa's sexy ass Puerto Rican voice. Like, yes, Melissa.
Ew, I really need a shower now. Y'all making me feel so nasty.
It makes me moist.
Yeah, y'all be twisting these shows around. Seriously. That's private conversations. I don't know what y'all private conversations. That
not
woman
like
is married over there.
Yeah,
well, she's married, honey. Don't let her put her husband on the phone.
Jasmine, you have to start, sending them to the private room for a minute.
How about you shut up and eat your cookies?
J-Rock, he's talking to you.
I'm sorry, J-Rock. Jake, how about you shut up
Mama,
and wear your
Mama Jones,
your
you're back.
Woman.
Mama Jones.
Hello.
Cool. Hey, Mama.
All right. Granny, I'm going to name my breath mint Hi-Ya. Because it's going to kick the shit out of the bad breath. But I'm figuring out what I really hate, and I cannot stand a hypocritical bitch. A bitch would do something and then read the next bitch for doing the same thing that they just did. I can't stand a hypocritical bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
And can I give Bishop a suggestion, or is that dumb with?
You can give him a suggestion. I'm sure he's still listening.
You know what? I'm going to just leave it alone. I'm going to save it for Tuesday.
No, go ahead. Oopsie, he pressed one. No, Bishop, I'm not going to come to you right there. Go ahead, Mama.
No.
Just say it, because he's there. He's listening.
All right, Bishop, what I want you to do is take care of that hoe, baby. take some time and take care of that hoe, okay?
Why are the girls always coming for Bishop Hoe?
Miss Mama Jones.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I don't really watch a show like that, but what does Poomkosh mean?
A lot of girls ask me that question. Boom, gosh, I feel like my pussy
it smelled so good that I needed to put it in a bottle.
Oh my God.
I want to let you know. I want to let you know that one of my friends, it's fake, but she aborted her fake baby, and we were going to name it Boomkosh.
That would be so fair.
Wait a minute.
That's not an aborted baby.
No, I said it's a fake baby. It's a fake profile, fake pregnancy. We were just talking about how she went to go get an abortion, which is not for, oh, God, I'm about to get, never mind. This, we can't everything. I'm done.
And I see the girl reading me, putting a picture of my red bob with the fucking Dobby creature from Lord of the Rings. I see y'all girls.
Oh, my God.
But no, keep doing your thing. I love the show. It has its positive, it has its negative, and like the Puerto Rican princess said, bitch, it gotta be some type of fun to it, because a bitch is not gonna listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jasmine.
Thank you so much, Mama Jones. Yes,
you're welcome. And you know, last week I was on the show, but thank you for not inviting me and putting this bitch London on.
I never came for this bitch.
Well, thank you.
Mama Jones, you're more than welcome to stay. Oh, shit.
It's all right.
Justin, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to commend Bishop because, you know, I've been a fervent listener for the last couple of years or whatever. And I just want to commend him because he's gotten better when he calls in. He can seem to formulate a conversation. I have good communication skills when he gets on the line. Because used to, when he would get on the line, it'd just be a whole bunch of stuff. He could get the rambling and stuff like that. So I just want to commend him on, I guess, taking a deep breath before he presses one and actually just, you know, getting all his thoughts out into one good sentence when he calls in. That's, I just wanted to commend
him. I
want to
ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. I know you have been here for a long time.
Yeah, baby, you have been here since, like, two or three jobs. Been in my last job since, like, 4 or 5 years now.
So I'm going to ask you, because you're a veteran of the show, what do you think is wrong with the people hating the show?
Speaking honestly, Jasmine, and I sit on the sidelines in the back, you know what I'm saying, because I do talk to a lot of people, and I can't say my buddy Jason, I have spoken with him a lot. When a lot of the stuff was going on for the show, I was screaming at him in private message. I didn't like some stuff. But when you bring negative energy or negative spirit into something that you're trying to do, then chaos will ensue. And from the inception of bringing one person, and I'm not reading that person, I'm just saying that energy that you brought into that the show changed the show dramatically. And and I mean, when I would go on business trips and stuff like that, when I first started the job I'm on right now, I would listen to you guys. And you guys would get me through the night and get me through my little day and whatever. It would be a key calculator to listen to you guys during the night. So when it came down to this dude come get on the show, it just kind of fucked up some shit for me because I was like, what is this bullshit? You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. I understand what you're saying about that situation, but that's not. I'm not talking about that part.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what these other people are saying, that this show has always been poison. Not
I don't think it's been poison.
Season.
You guys have, to a certain degree, have brought together the community together. To a certain degree, I think that. Certain people have taken, you know, I don't know. I really don't want to comment because people involved in the background and all this stuff around, I know them and we're cool. So I'm not even going to comment because I just would get into so much. It would be firestorm on my side. But, you know what I'm saying, I am a fan of your show, and I'm going to leave it at that.
You're speaking what you feel.
That's
it shouldn't be like
that.
That's where it goes. But why are you speaking what you feel? They have to get mad. Like, you just speaking what you feel. Yeah. You feel a certain way.
My thing is, like, okay, I'll just put it out like this. If you were going, if something was going on like this, I feel I do agree with Jasmine. They could have been man enough to come to you and say something about it. They, if something was going on like that, instead of all the stuff going on in the background, they could have just called you directly. They could have sent an inbox to you directly. They could have emailed you directly about whatever was going on.
Okay, I understand what you're saying about that. And, again, I respect what you're saying about that situation as well. But, again, that's not what bothers me. It's not this situation. This situation, that's why I said, I'm sorry it went down the way it did, and the people that were involved, and the people that it was, you know, that got attacked, and I hate all that did happen. But by all that happening, it showed me what people really feel about this, what we do. That's what I'm saying. If none of this transpired, then I wouldn't have really realized what they really thought of me and what we have been doing for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Now that this transpired, you're saying for the past 6 years, this is what this show has done. This is what this show is based on. This is what the show is. And this is what I'm saying. Like, how could y'all possibly say that when I know, just because this one little thing happened, or this one thing, not little because it was a big thing, but this thing happened, do not kick what has been done. It's like a ball. I'll use that as an example. Marcus, I see you, and I think I'm going to come to you. I think that's you. I try to remember the number.
Like 8 minutes,
it's like,
Katie,
it's like
we go to record it.
Thank you, Calvin. 8 minutes until we go into record mode. It's like a ball. A bitch could have a nasty, nasty ball set up. It's decorated out, fab trophies. Bitch, the ball is fab. I mean, everything is the setting. The tables are decorated. Everything is real good. And then one little thing go down, one little instant, one thing, a fight, whatever, 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 and everybody reads the ball. It was like the ball was a flop. It was just horrible. It was the worst thing ever. I wasted my money, da-da-da-da-da. It's like you don't get no acknowledgement for the positive or the good that was there. You people just harbor on the negative. I agree as far as things that have transpired over the past couple of weeks, this season and stuff. But just like this, when I told people to audition for this show, oh, and for the record, will y'all please stop saying that Dick Johnson is Anthony Revlon? That is not Anthony Revlon. I know that for a fact, because like I just was about to say, when y'all auditioned and y'all sent in y'all videos, like Calvin, like Dick, like other people did, I know who the people are that auditioned. So I have the video of the people auditioning, and the person that auditioned is not, oh, yeah, sitting here saying it's other people. That is the same person that's in. I'm not going to sit here and make a fake profile, a cast member. So anyway, but the bottom line is, that's how people harbor on things. They just harbor on the negative and not the positive. But you know what? I'm kind of done talking about it because we are getting into that time frame. Thank you so much, Justin, again, for calling in. And Marcus, you're on the air, I think.
Hey,
Marcus.
Everybody. Hey, what's up,
hey,
everybody? I think
Marcus.
This is what – hey, what's going
hey,
on?
Marcus.
I think – hi, London. Okay. I think the problem is that – how do I say this tactfully? Well, I guess another way. People only have a problem when they're not included. Had the radio show been their brainchild? Had they been a part of it? Had it been their vision? And it went exactly the same way, they would just believe it's the best thing since sliced bread. But because it's not their brainchild, because they're not the inventor, because they're not the creator, they're not the founder, they feel like, you know, they're not a part of it, then it can't be so great. And I believe that, I guess it's a form of jealousy, but at the end of the day, people really don't understand the sacrifices that come with things like this and doing the radio show. I mean, no shame. We go to bed 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and have to get up. We do have jobs and lives, and you have to get up at least an hour and continue on with the regular day. That's a sacrifice you make to only sit here and be, you know, who really would make a sacrifice for only negative stuff? Who's just really that, what's the word, like, weird? But so I believe that, you know, Jasmine, as you think back to it, when those people were included on the show, they really didn't feel a need to read because they felt inclusive, they felt included, they felt a part of the family. Now they feel as though because we know they're listening, but because they're not calling in or they're not invited on the show to talk or be guest speakers and give those type of things, they feel as though they're not part of it. And so any success is not making them look good and they're not getting any praise, and it hurts the whole thing. You know, there's a collective life to it. If there's not them getting life, and I have realized that, if a lot of people really need recognition and awards, I gag at how people get upset over nominations and things like that. Some people really need to feel validated, and it's sad. But that's probably part of the problem.
I think someone is mad because this show knocked their show off the planet Earth.
Oh shit. Not the planet Earth, but there's other planets out there. And I say this, there's room for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why there, you know, that would be an issue as well. But see, you know what makes me feel good? This is what makes me feel good. And I thank you, Marcus, for what you said, because you bring a lot to the table as well. Last night someone called in, and if I heard it correctly, the young lady was saying how, you know, her mom was a very big, you know, fan of Kelly's and listening to Kelly and watching Kelly on the videos and things of that sort. That touched me alone. Not because of the show or not because of anything, because I know what we stand for. I know how we help so many people. It could be on video. It could be through this radio show. It could be through people learning more about themselves or the community or their children or anything like that. I have a lot of talks with different people. And I'm glad that for every one of y'all that sit there and want to read this show or read us, y'all been reading Kelly for years, reading me, reading all of us, y'all sit there and do all that, but look at the people that we're touching. She said that her mother, to her dying day, was a big fan and a big listener, and she loved Kelly and what Kelly stood for and everything. And even when she said it, she was in tears. And she still feels that when she sees Kelly and she hears Kelly and things of that sort, it takes her back to her mom. That's deep. That's touching. And like Marcus said, just because it's not y'all hate on this end. Y'all hate it. Y'all hating over here. Stop hating over here. Because we're doing something, not just for our house, not just for our communities, not for just our brothers, our sisters, or the ones we sniffing coke with or smoking weed with or having. We're doing this for people we don't even know. A lot of y'all people I don't even know. A lot of these people on this phone I never met a day in my life. But we're here to help you guys. Like I've said before, for years, why did you bring $5,000 to the ballroom scene, Jasmine, creating a category of that magnitude? Because I felt that if it can change someone's life, be it for a day, a month or so, if it can just help them get past the bills and take away the pain, then I did something good for them. Why not? Now, I don't forget where I came from, what created me. So if I can give back in some sort of way, that's what I do. But a lot of people don't look at it that way. They look at it as she's trying to buy her way. How can I buy my way into something I was already a part of? No matter if I made noise back then or not, it was still a part of me. And if people know my true, true history, I was throwing balls back then in the clubhouse before I even started collections, where I was living on a floor in a rooming house with a mattress on the floor.
I was still doing things back then.
And thank you. Y'all question my icon status. I don't need ballroom icon status. Bitch, I'm an icon within myself. Being who I am and where I come from, to be who I have become and still to be where I am today. Y'all question icon status? That's my icon status. It ain't what I did and how many trophies I won and what noise I made on a runway. It's what I did in my life and what noise I made in my existence. That's what makes me who I am today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, y'all can't do that. Because a lot of y'all still waiting on motherfucking tables and living in a house and can't pay your motherfucking rent. So don't ever question who I am. Y'all can keep ballroom icon status, but y'all will never take away who the fuck I am. Remember that. On that note, it is 2 o'clock. Shamika, thank God you're back, girl, because I seen you were gone and now you're back, and I was going to say we got...
No, I just got hung up when you were talking about the ballroom floor and stuff like that, something.
Shamika, you're always getting hung up on, girl.
I don't know why.
No, but I respect
all right,
you a
well,
lot.
On that note, how's everybody doing? Listen, as far as next week goes, let me know what y'all want and what y'all suggest. Next week is Thanksgiving. Monday, we definitely will have the recap. Mark, are there any balls this weekend?
Yes. Jasmine hit the ball now between now and April of 2014.
Every weekend? Really?
Yes.
Damn.
I didn't even know. Are you serious?
Actually, you might as well take it back. It's actually take it to May. And it's somewhat of a, I ain't going to say a major, well, yeah, pretty much it's a major ball for those cities, you know, every weekend for now and May 2014. So y'all get your traveling shoes ready.
Actually, Marcus, now that I have you on the phone, because I wasn't checking my inbox last night, actually, the question is in my. I'll leave it in my inbox to next week. But it's a question. I guess it's a question that the person had about your ball. So I don't know if they're listening. So I'll save it for next Tuesday because I know they were listening Tuesday. But they had a question about something about your ball. So I'll just hold it in my inbox till next Tuesday.
Well, you sure don't want to read it and you just tell them to listen to the archive?
I can do that. Let me go.
I love questions. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. Come on. I hope
it's not no fees question.
If it was a trash talk Tuesday question.
Actually, I think it kind of sort of is. I'm going to put it in your inbox, and if you want to answer it, you can just answer it.
You can read out loud. I'll just read the child because they like all that.
Okay. The question is, it's from, the last name is Hayes. Ask Marcus why didn't they want to do the awards ball with Tony Revlon and Temtem Chanel? Do they to do a separate ball?
Oh, I knew that was eventually coming. It wasn't about not doing a ball with anybody. I believe that because of the success of the events that I've had in the past, you have to do events with people that you really can trust and that you believe in. And I have found partners that I believe I work well with, and when you find that, those are the people that you should continuously work with. So that was my reason. I don't just really want to try new things. So instead of taking over a ball or taking over a name that I really didn't, I started with two other people. I decided to let them have that name and do another project. And, you know, it brings another major ball to the community, especially for North Carolina, because we don't have many major balls. So that's the answer.
Okay.
Marcus, it's no shade. I don't even know where you live.
Charlotte.
Honey, you be in Atlanta. You be all over. And I'd be like, well, does he live in the Carolinas?
Yeah, Charlotte. I mean, Atlanta's where I went to college, and that's where I'm not there in Atlanta a lot. I mean, I was in Atlanta for the pageant. I'm in Chicago a lot. No shade. If it didn't snow so much, I would move there. But Charlotte's my home. But I'm originally from South Carolina, so don't let nobody say I am from South Carolina originally. We're Felicity and a lot of other people. And,
I love Felicity.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a lot of us from South Carolina. Vandala, Soda Pop. It's a lot of us from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And we have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, granted, just so I got four more things I hate.
What you hate,
man? Tony be chasing people with hatches and stuff. And I hate that Marcus ain't getting Tom Blumenthal all his money back yet.
Granny.
What, Marcus?
You know, I thought about that thing. Tom walked into the ball. He was called to the judges panel. He ended up sitting there for 30 seconds. He got up because the judge who was intended to judge sat down. He didn't judge the category, and then 10 minutes later, he said he was going home. No, he don't get $30. No, because he was coming to the ball. I don't, you know.
And that ain't what you said at first, Marcus. You said you was going to get that man his money back.
I ain't seen the man.
Uh-huh. Well, you try to put me back on mute. I had just saw the four more things. I hate it. And
would you like me to donate the $30 to a charity of your choice?
Yeah, put it on our books. Since he's still locked up.
Can you send me the information, Granny? I'll do that.
Hey, yeah, she divided us some of them. Chanel should have it. Tiffany, big ass, hey, she a Chanel, hell, she should have the info.
Granny, $30 ain't going to put nothing on nobody's book nowadays. That's
you can get at least about 5 or 10 packs of oodles and noodles.
Oh, my God. $30 for $3?
You can give the $30 to Negative Nancy so she can stop being the spokesperson for Marlboro's.
What you say about Mama Jones now?
Give the $30 to her child so she can get her business off the feet.
Now, you know she going to get the caller back in here. But you know I hate all him to call.
She already did, Mama Jones. Mama Jones, you're back.
Girl, don't come for me, girl, because I was never a spokesperson for Marlboro. I only spoke Newport.
Five months clean.
I'm still going to quit.
Who the girl really was? Jason, you also have to inbox me who sent you that name, who sent you that question.
Okay.
Don't do it, Jason.
Why?
It's a setup, Jason. They'll get you.
Right? You will not attack that poor child.
Oh, yeah. I don't, unless we good girlfriends, I don't do the inbox conversations no more.
Hold on. Why would I be good girlfriends? That's the problem. The girls, you got to realize, half the ballroom girls ain't good girlfriends anyway. Bitch, they'll turn you in a minute.
Don't trust screenshots. Don't trust inbox conversations. Just letting you know. You'll be bamboozled. Don't do it.
But that's the shame. Have y'all sat back and wondered who has all this time to be making all this fake stuff?
That's
like,
too
what?
Much time. That's too much time on your hands. That's too much time on your hands. I swear to God, it's too much time.
But back to
what I was saying real quick. Next week, do y'all think, because I'm not thinking about doing no show Wednesday night.
It's mostly the girls who, have no time on their hands when they're waiting for dates to call them for their ads because they have nothing to do until then.
Well, let's be real. Ain't none of y'all girls cooking anyway. So,
I'll be up cooking.
I know I will be too.
So do y'all want a show so we could talk about what we're cooking next Wednesday night? Well, who has what in the oven? Yeah, you know what? We'll do a show. Also, don't forget the ball. I got to go to my list.
Who do you think you are?
Make sure that you guys tune in next Wednesday as Larry, J-Rock, if you want to get Larry, or Ken to come on the phone and talk about their ball for next, because their ball is Saturday the 30th, so they will be on the air. They're welcome to come on the air next Wednesday to talk about the ball.
All right, so what do y'all think? Marcus, what do you think, since we already did a recap of American Horror Story, what do you think about Scandal? And I knew that her mother was going to be alive. I just knew it.
Yeah,
right. What do you think about that?
Oh, I just can't wait to see it. You know, I don't know. You know. Have you seen a little sneak peek that they showed of this week's show already?
I didn't see the sneak peek. The only thing I seen was, you know, her saying she wanted to see her daughter and
That's the sneak peek. They didn't show anything else. That was this week's sneak peek. Yeah, so she wants to see the daughter, and you better make it happen. I wonder what dirt she has on, you know, why is she in confinement?
Yeah, why is she in confinement? I am so glad, though, that the president didn't kill her, because I think, if just imagine you personally in love with someone so long, you find out that they took your mother. I mean, you only can compare it to people who have lost their mother, but they played a part in losing their parents and stuff like that. But I will say, last week's episode, me and Jason were talking about this earlier in the week. I had a different, you know, I have a little different feelings, you know, different feelings for Millie. Knowing what she went through and stuff. I think that was some fucked up shit.
Right.
I didn't like this episode of Scandal because it really kind of fucked my head up. You know what I'm saying? With that Millie, that with what happened with that really fucked me up. But the thing about the mama, I really think because her daddy is who he is, it's probably a threat to national security to know that she's alive. That man is not going to just lock the lady up. I'm really thinking that knowing that she may be a fucking spy. Who knows?
Have her in that bed looking like she just got off the set of the corner.
How can you lock your wife up like that, though?
It's just so much to it.
And then she just in that cell looking like you got her locked away. You could at least, like, did her cell up. Because apparently she's in a part of the jail that don't nobody know about.
Care of her.
Well,
they got her down there where, like, they had Hannibal Lecter, honey, with one little window.
This is your wife, the mother of your child, and you really have no feelings for her like that?
But I will say this.
It's a sacrifice for national security, I'm telling you.
Well, Sean the Ground should have got somebody better to play that part. I don't believe she should have got that D-list actress.
I think she's good.
I don't think she's D-list.
I thought Curry Wilson. I mean, is it him? What is her last name? I thought she was like a D-list actor until
she made herself. So now we can't put her on the A-list. We've moved Kerry Washington up to the C-list. She may be on the B-list by then.
After that Chris Rock movie with I Think I Love My Wife, Kerry Washington was a B plus list actress.
That movie, have y'all seen what is that movie? The Color Color Girls. Wasn't she in that?
No.
Yeah, but she was in Color Girls too.
She was
a child protective services lady, but that was a D list part too. She's a D list actress.
She was in Jungle. But Color Girls was a C list actress.
I miss.
She was in Color Girls. She was not a main. She was
talking
like
about
a
Color Girls and those type of movies. I miss the Women of Brewster Place.
Oh, I know that's one of my. Maybe I'll watch that next Wednesday while I'm cooking. I love that movie. That movie always makes me think of my mom. So maybe I'll watch that while I'm cooking next Wednesday.
It's on Netflix, y'all.
I've never seen that movie.
Are y'all turkey or do y'all bake y'all turkey?
What you say? I bake mine. I've never tried frying turkey.
I don't cook turkey.
Making turkeys and shit.
I don't cook turkey. I mean, I know it's traditional Thanksgiving, but I really personally think turkey is nasty.
You get off the phone right now.
You should
well,
try fries.
Well,
like
J-Rock, that's because he looked like a turkey, so he wouldn't like turkey.
Jason, if anybody looked like a butterball baby.
No, but no, it's just, first of all, maybe I
like
haven't found somebody to cook it right. It's like, for me, it's just a bland meat. Like, and also, you know, when I was growing up, my mom, she either worked at Popeyes or she worked at Purdue Chicken. And so we always had chicken or turkey. So it just got old.
I'm sorry for your torture, but
yeah, I think you could. Jason, Calvin, if you go to somewhere, you live in Baltimore, right?
No, I live in Salisbury, but it's about 2.5 hours from Baltimore.
Oh, well, yeah. Someone should fry the turkey for you, and it's actually really good. It's more moist. I like it. You know, that I look forward to that.
I've actually heard that, and I went to culinary school, and I've had fried turkey, and you know, I've had baked turkey. I've had braised turkey. I mean, I've had turkey sandwich salad. I just don't like it. Even if you do cook it.
You don't like
juicy,
the dry meat.
Exactly. Even if you do cook it and it's a little juicy, the juice runs out like that as soon as you cut it and then it's dry. So we're doing, instead of doing Thanksgiving dinner, we're doing it on Thanksgiving, but we're doing more of a Sunday dinner. We're having soul food, you know, because I don't want a lot of people coming to the house this year, so we're just doing a family soul food dinner.
Well, isn't Thanksgiving a family soul food? Well, I know at our house it's just like a soul food Thanksgiving.
RJ Catastrophe made a topic earlier, and I didn't even see it. This is why I keep telling you, I don't even be in the room like that unless I be on the show. I should have really brought that up. How do you feel when someone reads the gays? I always hate when they say the gays, though, because it seems like, you know, it's like saying, I don't know. But how do you feel when somebody reads, you know, gay people down in front of you and they don't know your tea? How do you feel about that? Do you say anything or do you pay it? Bitch, let me tell you something. I can't stand that. And I be around that. I've been around that many times when people use the word faggot in front of me. Or, you know, they'll say, like, them gays or something like that. I'd be like, don't talk like that around me. And they'll be like,
well,
why? What's wrong? And, Calvin, you be coming to cut somebody up. I'd be like, don't talk. It's just how we talk. No, don't talk like that around me. You know, don't do that. I can't stand when straight people, or quote unquote straight people, use terminology like faggots or talk about gay people or them. You know, when they use like them, like, well, I don't have a problem with them. You know, I don't have a problem with gay marriage, whatever they like, as long as they don't, you know, they don't come to me or something. I'd be like, yo, really? Is that how you look at it? But, that's how I feel about that.
Well, to me, it all depends on if the faggot is really, how do I say this?
A faggot.
Carrying. Right. Because sometimes queens do things to really bring the attention to themselves. Like, you know, you walking down the street, you could be dressed. I have seen the most cuntiest boys walk down the street, but because they're not bothering nobody, nobody bothers them. But as soon as the queens want to bother the trade, that's when the trade comes for them, and now they feel like the trade is wrong.
But you know these people, they're just using... They're saying the word faggot instead of saying gay people. A lot of them will do that.
Right.
And they're not just talking about one particular.
To me, there is a difference. A faggot is one of those exaggerated
things. Oh, no, there definitely is a difference, and they don't understand that. They, you know, straight people do not understand that, but it's not really their business to understand it, as you know, because they shouldn't even be using it either. You know, they should just, if they want to stay in one spot and just say gay. But, you know, we know it's a difference. We use it as terminology, just like women use, you know, you're a woman, you're a bitch, you know, little things like that. So, you know, that's how it is. But to me personally, you don't have the right to stand there and call someone a fag. You know, or them gays. you know, don't do that, them gays and fag. I used to get, you know, it's no shade. I've sent people home early, honey. You can take off the rest of the day because you would use that type of term and terminology around. You can take off. You can go home. I don't play all that. Mm-mm.
I mean, me personally, I've been in, like, two different situations. The worst situation was I was on the bus with friends, and apparently one of the friends, we were all on the same bus, but we weren't all sitting together. And apparently one of the friends was being attacked. And I don't really remember the whole situation, but I know that I have friends that carried. And I mean, and they carried like Mariah Carey. And some things you just don't do. Certain places and certain situations, if you can avoid a confrontation, you avoid it. And to this day, one person doesn't, well, they still say, I sat there and I did nothing. Until I did nothing, I just sat there and I watched the whole situation. And it was like, sometimes you just are observing the situations, because like I would tell my friends when we would go to the club, bitch, if you get into a fight and they biking you, then I'm going to fight with you. But if it's a fight that you started, mama, you on your own. The other situation where I was on the bus, and there was this older woman, and she didn't know any better. And these two guys got on the bus, and they were having a conversation, and they were loud, and they were boisterous, and they were gay. So when they got off the bus, of course she waited until they got off the bus. She proceeded to read them to everybody that was sitting on the bus and talking about that gay men don't like women, they hate their own mothers, they hate every woman that they see. And these two boys didn't say anything to her. They weren't disrespectful to anybody on the bus. They were just talking about sucking dick very loud. And so I proceeded that when I was getting off the bus, she was getting off the bus also, and she had a lot of stuff with her. So I helped her off the bus with her stuff, and she was like, thank you, young man, and I started walking with her. And she was like, thank you, and something about this. She said something, and I said, God bless you. I said, well, before I leave, let me share this with you. Those young men that you were just talking about on the bus, I was one of them. I am a gay man. And I respect women because my mother was a woman, and she is a woman, and my grandmother is a woman, and I love all women. Just because I choose not to be with a woman does not mean I hate them. Not all gay men are alike. And, yes, there are some gay men that are evil, and there are some gay men that don't like women because for whatever reasons they choose to hate them, and that's their own personal beef. But you can't put us all in a box and say that we all hate women, because if we all hated women, none of those straight men that were on that bus took the time to help you off the bus. So you should remember that.
I mean, I don't have, I don't think I've ever been in a situation. I mean, I've been in like a fight where somebody got fighting because they were gay and they were trying to hit on somebody, but I've never been in a direct situation like that. I guess more so I've been in a situation where I've hung around with white people and they was like, ugh, I can't stand niggers. But no, Calvin, you're not a nigger. You're different from them. You're not like them. And I'm like, well, maybe if you didn't know me and you wasn't talking to me and I wasn't acting the way I was, so I would be a nigger in your eye. Well, if I make you mad enough, you're going to call me a nigger. So with that being said, since you don't like niggers, why are you my friend? And I think that situation is the exact same way. I mean, her still to this day don't see eye to eye. Because, you know, it's one thing to say the word and not mean it in the way that you mean it, but it's a whole different thing to actually say, oh, no, you're a nigger. Like, you're ignorant, you're a nigger. And there's no difference to me. Sorry.
They actually had a show on CNN last night with Piers Morgan, the F word and the N word, and they had Don Lemon on there and two other guys, and they were talking about, you know, if you're not gay, can you use the word faggot, and if you're not black, can you use the word nigger? And it was definitely, you know, an interesting show. So y'all should check it out on CNN. I'm pretty sure they'll repeat it like a million times.
I don't mind people using nigger, but when it comes to nigger, when you add that ER, it becomes a whole different word for me.
But what's the difference?
For me, it's a difference when I say a nigger, I mean a guy.
I mean an individual, a guy, not a white guy, not a black guy, not an orange or a green guy. I mean a guy. But if I say, oh, that nigger, to me, nigger means ignorant or racial slur for black.
Well, do you know what the word faggot means?
Yes, actually I do. I was raised in a sensitivity training course. A faggot is a bundle of sticks. Back in the day, they used to take gay people, they called them witches, and they tied them up with rope, and they threw them on a fire. And that's how we got the term faggot, because they do the same thing with a bundle of sticks for campfire.
Right. At least you know the definition. So a faggot is a bundle of sticks.
Well, I mean,
where London comes from, it's a cigarette.
Right. And gay is happy. So, hey.
Well, nowadays,
and
if you look in the dictionary.
In the United Kingdom that they were meatballs. Faggots were meatballs.
Well, I just feel like people use the word faggot and nigger because that's what they hear us call each other. I mean, even though we might not add the ER at the end of it, but at the end of the day, it's still the same thing.
Is this
the
person from North Carolina?
No, this is Prada, baby. Just, let's just be clear.
Prada, are you working on that for me next week?
Yes, I'm going to work on that for you, sir.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's always like a catch-22. I mean, you can say it, but you don't want nobody else to say it.
Exactly.
That's, like, that's just like my sister. My sister, when we would get in heated arguments, the word she doesn't like for me to use, and I guess it's the way things are done. She doesn't like. She say it's like the way I can say junkie that would just make the hairs on her body stand up on which end. So she doesn't like. So I know that I don't say. They're like certain words I don't say around people because I know how they are. But I don't like. I mean. Those words, like I said on the show like a year ago, faggot, queer, and all those kind of words, I took the power out of those words a long time ago, so they don't bother me. And working with men, I realized that straight men act more like faggots than gay people do. And straight men carry and gossip and cut up like the girls more than the girls do.
And the girls are stronger than the straight guys are.
Sexuality on things too much. Who's to say what girls do? Who's to say what boys do? I mean, boys act differently. Not every boy acts the same. Every boy's not thuggish. Every boy is not the same way. Every girl is not the same way. So who's to say how a boy is supposed to act, how a boy is supposed to dress, blase, blase.
Jasmine, I think this is a whole topic in itself.
Yeah, this is turning into a topic. We might have to continue this another time. It might be something we could touch up on next week or just do a recap next week. Because it does get a little deep. Because I want now just to kind of be a little fun. Bishop asked a question.
Can I say something?
A serious... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Have y'all heard of the Uber thing? Yes, the girls.
The limousines. Okay, for everybody listening, can y'all please stop using that? Y'all look real stupid coming out the projects, coming out these Motel 6s and Country Inn and getting into this black SUV town car. It just don't look right. And, you know, Vera watches until she can build a case. Y'all really need to stop y'all shit because it just don't look right. I went to the Rumble Sunday, and it had to be like 15 Uber cars sitting there throughout the whole ball. Now, what kind of shit is that? Now, y'all live in New York. So, mind you, cabs in New York are not even that expensive. You can get a cab, you know, for pretty cheap. Y'all are Cambrians.
That's why the girls is catching on to all the crap, because you show one girl something, and this girl show her girls, all the younger girls want to do it, and that's they fuck it up for everybody.
Right. It probably was only 75 people at the ball on Sunday, maybe 100. It was 15 cars sitting out there, 15 Ubers. What, did all y'all take a car separate?
That's why it did not look right. The girls knew how to keep secrets about how they got their shit back in the day. These days, no, ma'am.
It just don't look right.
I have a question.
have a question. I'm breaking down. I'm sorry, I'm reading something as I have a question. Yeah, I shouldn't be reading as I have a question. Damn, Bishop, this is a good one. Yeah, I know I like my TV shows. If all three shows came on at the same time, on the same night at the same time, which one would you watch entirely? American Horror Story, True Blood, and Walking Dead. That's really a good one because I love all three. But I will say, with True Blood, even though I love it so much, True Blood would have to be giving me what I want like it did the first two seasons. Because even when it came on this last season, it was just something I programmed and watched. Charles Winslow says he would watch True Blood down. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one because I love Walking Dead. I do love Walking Dead. I don't know because American Horror Story and Scandal are the only two shows that I will watch while commercials play on it. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. American Horror Story and Scandal. Definitely Scandal. I don't know why I do it with American Horror Story. Maybe because I know I have the show right after, but even with last season, I was still doing the show then too. Maybe it is the show that makes me do it. But American Horror Story, I watch, you know, while it's playing, as well as Scandal. Walking Dead, I usually go to the movies or out to dinner. We do like a big dinner. You know, a restaurant or something and movies and stuff on Sunday. So I usually catch Walking Dead after, you know, that. So I do probably, you know, record Walking Dead, even though I would love to watch it live, too, because I just love Walking Dead. And True Blood, I don't know. So I would have to say American Horror Story would be what I watch first. I just love it. And it leaves you on the edge of its seat. What do y'all think? Calvin, you said which one? True Blood?
Yeah, I had to say True Blood because first of all, it has no commercials. Second of all, I really love that show. And American Horror Story, everything comes on demand the next day, or I can DVR it, so it really doesn't matter.
Jason, which one would you watch first?
I would say American Horror Story first because True Blood, these last two seasons have not given, just didn't do it for me. And then Walking Dead, I would watch Walking Dead after American Horror Story, and then True Blood, I would just watch whenever I wanted to watch it. I would watch it again when it came on, like Monday. But definitely my first choice would have to be American Horror Story.
London? London, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't watch True Blood because there's no commercials and the bitch cannot set the mercy.
I didn't know y'all got commercials over there. Prada?
I would say Horror Stories. I mean, I don't really watch too much other shit like Walking Dead. I mean, True Blood, I've seen a couple of good episodes, but I don't really follow True Blood like that either. I don't really watch.
Marcus, you watch any of them?
No, I would have to say Oz. I want the return of Oz to come back, and I want us to send out a petition to HBO.
Yes, they should bring Oz.
I used to love me Oz. Oh, I loved Oz. Oh my God, I loved Oz. Oz was the shit. Shamika?
Of course, American Horror Story.
Okay, Granny, you watch TV?
Nah, I don't watch much TV like that no more. But you know my program. Y'all don't watch. I don't watch none of that bullshit y'all watch. I watch Boardwalk Empire.
I watch that, Granny.
And I watched Game of Thrones, The Ring of Thrones, or Game of Thrones, or whatever the fuck it is.
I watched that, Granny.
I watched that, too.
And let me see what else I watch. I don't watch much. I turn my TV off. See, I ain't got time for that. I be watching a lot of Netflix.
Well, have y'all watched that ghetto new Bravo show, Thicker Than Water?
No.
Girl, amazing.
Oh, and what I did forgot, I can't wait till the Orange Is the New Black come back on.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, me
I love that show.
I can say I did watch that on Netflix all in one day. I did.
But that don't
so
count because it don't come on TV.
Well,
Granny Bishop says you watch Golden Girls.
Yeah, that's my show, though.
It's real funny. But y'all should check out The Boardwalk Empire, because it's really about, it's really like history and entertainment mixed together. You know, and it shows you all the criminal activity, you know, during the Prohibition period, and with the government as well, and how corrupt all that shit is. You know, like the last episode I watched, they was even bringing Marcus Garvey into it, because they got black people on there, or what have you. What's that boy that used to play in The Wire as the homo thug or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the top black criminal up in there. Y'all should check that out, because shit is based off on the East Coast anyway in Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
there was something I was going to ask y'all about, and I forgot what it was. Damn.
Well, I go through the same thing on Wednesday nights because I love Duck Dynasty. I know it's a weird show, but I really love that show. I like Preachers of L.A., and I love American Horror Story, and they all come on at the same time.
Yeah, I don't watch none of that. I used to watch The Whale Wars and all that shit. I ain't got time for all that fantasy
shit. So would y'all, if Scandal came on, Real Housewives of Atlanta and American Horror Stories, which one would y'all watch?
Well, I don't even watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, so it has to be
I would be kind of torn between American Horror Story and Scandal, but since I love horror, it would definitely be American Horror Story. It would have to be, though, what's really getting me, you know.
I'm not liking Real Housewives of Atlanta coming on at 8 o'clock, though. That's a little too early on Sunday.
It was something I was going to ask you. Damn, what was it? Fuck. Orange Is the New Black. We said that. It was something else.
Well, speaking of horror, Jasmine, I actually wanted to tell you. This weekend coming up, me and one of my best friends are going to look at that person that I don't like, and they promised me that they wouldn't leave me the whole night. So I'm going to do something that I've never did before and watch the whole movie.
What whole movie?
It's a scary
movie.
Oh,
the one with the hook?
Yep, thank you.
I'm going to call your house every 3 minutes and say that name.
I'm going to make that child have heart attack, honey.
What's your address, Calvin? I'm going to come outside your house and, like, scrape the windows and all types of shit.
You go ahead. You have fun with that. Because I'll be upstairs in my room curled up under the cover.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot what I was going to. Oh, there it goes. I remember. Who's watching X Factor?
I am. I guess just me and you, Jasmine.
I'm about to say,
nobody's watching X Factor?
American Idol just took that down for me because I just don't like none of them shows no more.
All right, well, honey, if anybody's watching X Factor, please let me know. I hope y'all voting for my girlfriend, honey, straight from right here in Orlando, Florida, Miss Lillian. Miss Lily.
Oh, man,
are
they rich? They give it to whoever they want to anyway.
I know. But I think the more she's on there, the more publicity that she gets. And, you know, to me it's never who really wins, because usually when they win, you just never see them no more. But, you know, it's always about the one to, you know, make it, you know, closer to the end and stuff.
To all you bitches who was reading Jennifer Hudson for getting her star in the Hollywood fame, how dare you? She is an accomplished actress.
Right.
All right. And that's a good point. I'm glad that you brought that up. Yes, how dare y'all read her for that Hollywood Hall of Fame.
She don't do none of them goddamn Weight Watcher commercials. So, hey, what the hell is y'all talking about? And anybody can get a star on Hollywood Boulevard. All you got to do is pay for it.
Well, no, Granny, she's been, and I mean, they might not have been successful movies, but she has been in quite a few movies. Okay.
Well,
she
won an Oscar, honey. That's a big accomplishment.
She just did
right
a Nelson, and she just did a movie with Terrence. What the hell is that white man? I mean, that black guy name.
She's
Terrence
playing
Terrence Howard.
She's playing Winnie in Nelson Mandela's film.
Right. That's with Terrence Howard. She
oh,
has
yeah, I ain't seen that. Is that out?
It's not out yet. But it's actually on the web. It's actually on the internet, so you can watch it on like some internet places. It's actually out. Or some,
so wait a minute. There's two Nelson Mandela movies coming out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Her.
Really?
Well, one is about him, and the other one is about her. The one that she's in is about her story, about Winnie Mandela's story. Then she has the Black Nativity that comes out, I think, next Friday.
I'll go ahead and see
that. Yeah, that's gonna be a flop.
They got them two movies you done named. She already got a star before they came out. So we don't even know how she's going to perform it.
Well, she got the star because she's got an Oscar. She has an Oscar.
I know that, but that was her first movie and one movie.
And then she was in the movie with Alicia Keys. She was in the movie with Alicia Keys.
Reliable B.
She was in that movie. She was in...
Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
she was good in Sex in the City.
I didn't see that bullshit either. It was garbage. That's the
first
in the woods where they should have stopped it.
She also did Broadway.
Yeah, just her goddamn fans. That's like Kanye talking about Kim Kardashian. She need a goddamn star. Y'all
actually,
know that
Granny,
shit is
no, actually, Granny, it's
no
shade. I like Jennifer
Granny,
Hudson, but I'm not a Jennifer Hudson fan.
I'm a fan,
I got a question for Granny, though. How you feel about Rihanna getting the Icon Award for the American Music Award?
That's some bullshit, even though I ain't know that. Just like some bullshit that come out. Adam Levine, the sexiest man. You's a goddamn lie.
Yes, he
is.
Adam
Levine
is
sexy.
That's a matter of opinion. I know I'm team niggas that run circles around him.
They don't, but he don't sell magazines. They won't sell magazines. That's the problem.
That's just white folks' standard of what they think is attractive.
Granny, do you buy the magazines at the grocery store?
Hell to the mall. I ain't buying
that's
all that bullshit.
That's why
waste
your opinion
some money on
does
that
not
shit.
Matter.
That money can go towards a sack. You got me fucked up. The fuck I want to read about all them white folks for? I don't watch them.
Oh, he is just a mess.
I used to be into all that bullshit, but hell no.
He was a finalist. He just didn't make it. Morris Chestnut.
So do you think Beyonce should have a star?
Adrenaline's but sits his ass down.
So do you think Beyonce should have a star?
No, ma'am.
You know what? We wouldn't have heard about Jennifer Hudson if it hadn't been for Beyonce, and I'm just being real. And I ain't no Beyonce fan.
Did Donna Ross
and
have a star? Donna Ross have a star?
Yeah, she does. Okay. Them old girls got stars.
Oh, yeah, Patti LaBelle, all them, they got stars.
Patti LaBelle has a star in Hollywood?
Yes, yeah. A lot of the girls have stars in Hollywood. We just don't hear about them like we do the more famous people.
She been in enough movies to have... Let me shut up.
Well, no, there is an entertainment period.
I think you can get a stop just for having a musical career or even being a comedian. It ain't just got to be an actor.
Okay. Exactly. And Beyonce's day is coming. It's just not her day yet. It's not her hour.
All you got to do is go pay the fee, baby, is what I'm telling you. It ain't like no nomination or nothing. You just go to Hollywood and you apply the application there, Marcus. You can go apply for a star as long as you pay the fee.
But I think they got to see you, though.
It's not like you could just put in an application. They actually got to see
Baby. I'm telling you. When you in the entertainment business, it's just a fee for them stars and an application that you put in.
Well, you know, how much do you think it costs, Granny?
Well, I know it used to be real cheap. I think it's about, it may be about $2,200 or some
That's the next.
And it's up to you to keep your upkeep on them stars, because you can go up there on Hollywood Boulevard and there be homeless crackheads laying all over your star, pissing and shitting. And ain't nobody going to clean it up unless you have somebody go out there and do it for you.
Well, at the next ball, y'all, we should nominate one person. We just buy them a star so they can feel like a real legend or icon.
Granny.
Baby,
don't do it
because then that'll be the new thing. They paid for this star.
Hollywood Boulevard, if that's a really long street, it even goes past Hollywood. You got stars way up the block that nobody gives a fuck about.
They only got old
legend ones that's out there in front of that Chinese theater. Ain't nobody new finna get no goddamn star out in front of the tourist attraction.
They put the more popular stars in more attractive areas. For the girls who are barely nothing, they get pushed all the way down.
Right. And there's so many of them, and Hollywood Boulevard is long as hell.
I've been there once, and she's right. Like, it's long as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't really tour out there because it was a little too hot.
I will
say,
it's
just put their name in a bottle and throw it in the ocean.
It's nice to feel fab walking on Hollywood Boulevard. And when I was in LAX, I see Will Ferrell.
I really didn't like it out there when I went out there those few times.
A lot of people tell me they don't like California. I considered moving there one time.
I love Vegas, but I hate L.A. Like, it's good when you out there for the weekend, but by Monday, it's time to go.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. It is cute there to go to a ball and stuff, but they just can't live there.
Right. Like, you'll be like, oh, what is there to do? The days are long.
It's nice to
be there. Hey, right, and the cabs are so expensive. Oh, my God.
Everything's so expensive. A cup of coffee is all damn near $10, $11.
I don't drink coffee.
So, may I even ask, what ball is this weekend?
It's the Blueprint Ball in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Bitch. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I know that's right.
You know, the girl's coming out, though. Sonali's going to be there.
All right. You going?
Yeah, I'm going. It's my house member's ball, so yeah, I'm going.
Can you believe it's almost December already? Shit.
I know. Jez, when I got my flight for $29.30 each way on Spirit. So y'all pray for me. I'm going to be on spirit tomorrow.
Don't you got to pay me?
Where you going?
To Minnesota.
You going to Minnesota for $30?
It was $29.30 each way.
Well, you got to pay for your bag, right?
Well, I got to pay for my bag, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to FedEx my bag there, so I won't have to pay for it, and just pay for it to go back.
I heard Spirit wasn't too comfortable. Kelly said she didn't like it.
It's actually not that bad. The planes are new. The seats are, you know, what is Kelly used to? They look like they're new planes. They charge you for sodas, but usually, I mean, every airline charges you for a liquor. And, I mean, if you want a soda, I mean, you should just buy one before you get on the plane.
She said it wasn't comfortable. Like, she hurt her knee or her knee was bothering her.
No, she is a tall girl.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Right. I mean, she's probably not comfortable in any planes unless she's going first class or something or, you know.
Because unless you're in, like, the exit row, because I know that I have to either do the exit row. I have to be in, because of my legs, I have to do the exit row, because that row is a little more spacey, or unless you went first class.
Right, and they don't have a first class. They don't have some special seats with a little more leg room. I actually prefer JetBlue over all of them, though. That little they keep you very entertained. You by the time you get comfortable, you land there. So.
I remember one time, I think it was Selvin had a ball in New York, and we went to the ball and got caught in a blizzard coming back, and we got on the plane, but the plane wouldn't take off because the snow, it was just coming down so hard. And they left us on the plane. They said we can get off if we wanted to, but we were on that plane for about a good 5 or 6 hours just sitting there. But they, like you said, they keep you entertained. They bring you food, whatever was bringing us, you know, snacks and drinks and, you know, of course, you got your little DirecTV, and you go watch your TV shows and movies and stuff. But, Mitch, I just sat right there. I was just comfortable the whole time. Like, I was home watching TV until that plane took off.
Right. That's how you want to be treated. Yeah, JetBlue's pretty much my favorite airline.
Yeah, JetBlue's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, they had a special, like, 3 years ago. You could pay $499 and fly all you wanted anywhere they went for, like, it was good for, like, 3 months, 4 months.
Oh, wow.
I wish they'd run that special again. The girls would be everywhere.
You changed now about that.
Yeah,
that does sound cute. All right, everybody. We only got about 6 minutes, 7 minutes left into the show, so I do want to give everybody the opportunity to say good night and thank you for tuning in to the, you know, 5 people that listen tonight. Thank you. just kidding. Everybody say their good nights and stuff, and we, Calvin, say good night.
Good night, everybody. I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you, Calvin. Jason, Prada, say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Prada. Marcus, say good night. Marcus doesn't say good night. He just... Marcus? Shamika, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Shamika. Granny, you want to say good night to everybody?
Yeah, good night, everybody, and even though this day is over, I don't know if you mentioned or not, today was the Transgender Day of Remembrance. That's what today had the show about, because you know it's a lot of you girls ain't here no more.
Somebody should have hit me up about that. We could have talked about that too. But I did post in there a little earlier about all the girls that, you know, are no longer here.
I heard you say that, but nobody never mentioned that this is the Day of Remembrance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is a Day of Remembrance, everybody. And take a moment.
Everybody at Granny Lodge.
Thank you, Granny. Jason, you want to say good night?
Good night, all. Everyone have a safe weekend. Catch a movie. Go to a park. Do something positive. Don't just sit in the house and stop being so hateful. It makes your breath stink.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jason. London, you want to say good night?
Good night, all you shitty booty girls. Have a nice one. Happy Thanksgiving. See you Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Love you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show and listening to tonight's topic. I really appreciate everybody that is a part of the show as well as the people who listen. Don't forget to tune in Monday for the weekend recap. We'll be back next Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesdays, and we will be back next Wednesday for a special episode of the State of Emergency. For all you people, again, that are hating so much, do something with your lives. And I see the comments that you guys are making out there as well, as far as, you know, all the negativity and all the names that you guys call, you know, me or whatever. And, you know, child, it's okay. I'm sorry that you look in the mirror and you feel the way that you do. It's okay, though. It's not our fault. Flatline that. Have a good night, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.